Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Government information, there's no place like USA.gov.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
Hero pilot tells his story.
I was confident I could do it.
Emotional reunion for passengers and crew of the Miracle on the Hudson.
You are our hero.
Yes, thank you. The whole crew.
Pushing a plan to pump up the economy.
The president hits the campaign trail for stimulus.
Wildfire devastation down under. Star Tandem wins big at the Grammys.
Robert Plant and Allison Krauss.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan, and with the CBS World News Roundup, the crew of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 is telling its story for the first time, a behind-the-scenes look at the dramatic Hudson River landing last month that made survivors out of the passengers and heroes out of the crew.
I had this expectation that my career would be one in which I didn't crash an airplane.
Captain Sully Sullenberger told Katie Couric on 60 Minutes it was disbelief at first when birds took out both engines, then focus on what needed to be done.
I needed to touch down with the wings exactly level. I needed to touch down with the nose slightly up. I needed to touch down at a descent rate that was survivable. And I needed to touch down just above our minimum flying speed, but not below it. And I needed to make all these things happen simultaneously.
On the early show this morning, Sullenberger says he believes his decades of training were a series of deposits, and January 15th was withdrawal day.
We have always in our careers practiced for the emergencies that might arise. This one was so sudden and so extreme that I had to suppress my natural adrenaline rush, quickly channel it, put it aside, and not allow it to distract me.
Flight attendant Doreen Welsh was in the rear of the plane where the impact was strongest.
When I got out of my seat and saw that water, it was the most shocked I've ever been in my life. Wasn't expecting that.
She had injured her leg and at one point was up to her neck in water, thinking she wouldn't survive.
As I was getting up, I thought, I might actually live. Because a second ago, I thought I was gone. So my emotions had gone through within seconds, accepting death and seeing life. It was unbelievable.
The crew and passengers have had a chance to reunite. Time for hugs, photos, and thank yous.
We rarely have an opportunity to thank people that have changed your life, but much less saved your life. So thank you so much.
Today, Sullenberger gets the keys to the city of New York. President Obama hits the road today and the airwaves tonight to push his stimulus plan as the Senate prepares to vote on it. We begin our coverage live in Washington with CBS's Dan Revive. Dan, the president's traveling to some hard-hit areas.
For his first town hall meeting to push a specific issue, Steve, he chose Elkhart, Indiana.
He's coming here recognizing that we are the most economically depressed city in the United States.
The mayor, Dick Moore, unemployment has soared to over 15% in that part of Indiana at a high school in Elkhart. And tonight at the White House in his first primetime news conference, Mr. Obama may well repeat that we're facing a catastrophe if Congress doesn't pass the huge Recovery and Reinvestment Act quickly. He wants to sign it at the latest in 1 week on the president's day holiday. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports Congress moving fast.
With at least three Republicans supporting the Senate bill, a key vote to end the filibuster by the rest of the Republicans comes tonight. Trimmed to about $800 billion, it's still too big for Republican Mike Johanns.
It's a bill with the largest price tag in the history of our nation, really in the history of the world.
But big government spending on roads and energy projects is exactly what's needed, says Democrat John Kerry.
This is the moment to prime the pump. This is the moment that you've got to get money flowing into the system.
A final Senate vote is expected tomorrow. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
You're listening to the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A snowmobiler from Connecticut has died after hitting a tree near Grand Lake. Grand County Sheriff's officials say the 40-year-old man was snowmobiling with friends and family yesterday morning when he lost control going down a hill. Police want to know who damaged the chapel at Red Rocks. Over the weekend, vandals threw rocks through the glass.
The force that those rocks came through the window, pushed the glass all the way to the back of the chapel. It damaged our pews,
These pews are 80 years old. They came from the First Mennonite Church in Denver.
The church's Kathleen DeFulvio tells 9 News they're offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of the vandals. The vandalism is not expected to delay any events at the chapel. The price of gas is on the rise. That, according to the latest Lundberg survey, averaging $1.92 a gallon nationwide.
Our latest survey shows Anchorage at $2.37 at the high end. And at the opposite end, Cheyenne, Wyoming, $1.57.
In Denver, the average price is $1.78. Sports: Broncos receiver Brandon Marshall, quarterback Jay Cutler, and center Casey Wigman weren't enough to help the AFC in the Pro Bowl yesterday as the NFC won that game 30-21. And the San Diego Union-Tribune reports that Tiger Woods' wife has given birth to the couple's first son. Tiger and Elon Woods already have a daughter. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is building in spots like I-25 near 84th, as well as the westbound side of 76 near 74th, but no significant slowdowns yet. If you're heading up into the high country, you're going to find some wintry driving conditions. Chain laws are in effect over Loveland Pass for the big rigs. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $15,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh, my goodness, man. Would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM 760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, am760.net.
Jay Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good Monday morning. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow today, only about 10%. But the high is going to be 52, so whatever happens, it ain't sticking around long. And I hope you had a good weekend. It seems to go really fast, doesn't it? And Monday mornings, are Monday mornings particularly rough for you? I've said this before on the air, why can't Monday be Tuesday? But then if Tuesday were Monday, then you wouldn't want to go on Wednesday. Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, what's wrong with me?
That would mean Tuesday would then be your Monday.
Right. Was that what I was trying to say?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. John Turk here. John, did you golf on Friday against the wind?
I did, man. It was windy. It was windy, but I had a good time. I actually played pretty decent. Went out to Fossil Trace and Golden, and it was a blast. Had a good time.
Take those little sting shots, did you?
The low cutters into the wind, yeah. I shot a 90 for my first round out in almost 4 months.
Well, that's pretty good.
So not bad. I was hitting the ball deep. I hit some bad ones, too. I mean, I had like 6 or 7 pars, a birdie, and a few triple bogeys, but it was fun, man. It was windy. It was definitely windy out there. When I drove out there, I drove C470 out along the foothills, and it was a white knuckle drive. I mean,
did you have the ball balloon back on you?
A couple times, yeah. It didn't go behind me, but that would be bad.
Balloon. Okay, so if you're playing golf and the ball balloons back behind you, what do you do then? Does that count as a shot?
Yeah, it counts as a shot. Every time you try to hit the ball, it counts as a shot, no matter where it goes.
So there's high wind, you technically can end up in a worse position than when you started.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've tried to hit the ball off the tee box and end up behind me a little bit, you know, where you completely whiff on it and hit the tee, and then the ball ends up about a foot behind you when you try and kill it.
Oh, man.
So, no, it was a good time. Did that. Did Casa Bonita for the second time in a week.
You ready for this?
What's that?
I need 2 to 3 people to add me as their friend on Facebook, and I'll break 1,000.
Wow. It's pretty solid.
But somebody told me there's a cap on that, that you can only go so high and then it won't take any more.
I don't think that's true.
So anyway, if you're out there,
you could be Jay's 1,000th friend.
Yeah, you could be my 1,000th friend. Rip us off for the 1,000 friend contest.
The Jay Marvin no prize.
And absolutely win nothing because management is too cheap to provide anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, maybe somebody will add me and then I'll...
I'll sure they're coming in right now.
I'll have 1,000 people. 1,000 people.
That's pretty solid. I know I'm like somewhere between like 500 and 600.
Well, the more people have to go over there and join your Facebook.
Sure. I got a weird request, though.
Yeah?
You ever get these?
Oh, I get tons of weird invitations to things I can't go to.
People you don't know, and then there's like no mutual friend in common.
Oh, I get a lot of those, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's nobody. And then you kind of look at their profile.
Well, what makes that weird?
And then you start doing your own profiling, whether you want them to want to friend them or not.
But like, what makes it weird that they wouldn't, that you don't have anybody in common?
Well, most of the ones I get from the show, they're your friend first. So when I see them, it says, you know, they're friends of Jay Marvin. So I'm like, they must be listening to the show. I've gotten a couple where it's like, you know, no common friend. You know, one's like a conservative Christian living in Colorado Springs.
Well, so what?
No, I don't know.
Somebody told me.
So they start profiling and looking at their information like, do I want to friend this guy or not?
Somebody told me working here that they take no friends, they take no fan requests.
Yeah.
For Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point?
Right. Well, that's why you have your show set up. But, you know, I don't put anything on there that I really, you know, I put pictures of my family and stuff that I'm doing up there, but I don't know.
So you don't want people who listen to the show to get on your Facebook?
Oh, I don't mind. I don't have any ramifications set on my Facebook page, so they can't look at pictures or, you know, what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't have any on mine. I don't keep it up like I should.
Yeah, I maybe should put some ramifications on there for, like, you know, some of Stacy's family. You know what I mean? Her grandmother friended me. I haven't responded yet.
Gee, are you kidding me?
No. What do you do with that one?
I don't think my family, I don't think anybody in my estranged family has a Facebook page. Unless it's under the criminal division.
So like if, I don't know if Mary's mother's alive.
No, she's not.
Okay, but if she was and she friended you, would you accept?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a good woman.
I guess I probably should. No, I like Stacy's grandmother.
So what do you do?
That's just kind of weird.
Emmanuel Bayart has never responded.
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
I asked that, you know, the 5280 last month, the Denver's hottest singles issue?
Yeah.
The girl on the front, Jill Hodges?
Yeah.
I friended her and never heard back.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I tried.
Cereal?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what's wrong with that?
Why would I friend her, though? I was like, I'll see if she'll be my friend.
Well, she probably looked at your profile and noticed that you were married.
That could be the problem.
Do you have your age up there?
Yeah, it says my birthday in the year.
Yeah, mine too.
I got nothing to hide, Jay. My life's an open book. I think everybody here knows that.
Mine is too, but you run across people on there who don't have anything on there.
Mm-hmm.
It just says so-and-so, email address, and that's it.
You know, I used to be able to look at pictures from a couple friends, and somehow they've changed their ramifications so I can't see any of the stuff going on except like their info and their profile page.
You ever kicked anybody off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah.
I have too. I've kicked people off.
And that's so juvenile.
It is, isn't it? But it, you know, I got this guy who was just leaving these, because every once in a while I post these articles I find, and he was leaving just these smart-ass comments. So I just went, I found his name under friends and just punched the button and kicked him off.
Well, I told you about that one guy who was listening to the show, actually, and got all my friends and only requested all my female friends on my friends list.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Only tried to ask. He didn't ask any of the male friends on my list. I look after a couple of weeks. It's like we have like 35 friends in common. I go look, and they're like all these friends that are females of mine, like my cousin in Oregon.
Yeah, that guy's on Carrie Law's Facebook page, Darren's wife.
Right, so he likes to...
only sign up women.
Yeah, man, so I had to say adios and we go.
Did you kick him off?
Yeah, and I got into kind of an argument with him, a little
Well, what do you mean? If you kick him off, how does he email you back?
Yeah, we could send messages. You can still send messages to and from without, you know, using the wall is what they call it. If you're not
really,
so Facebook.
I could go to Emmanuel Bayarts,
and you can send her a message. Yes,
I can send her a message and say that I'm her number one fan in North America.
Mm-hmm.
She still wouldn't respond.
And his excuse was that this is a networking site, isn't it?
Like, yeah, well, I don't want to network with you. What's wrong with that?
Why are you networking only my female friends?
You need to email me that guy's name because I'm going to kick him off mine, too.
Yeah, so I asked him what was going on. At first, he was like, I'll drop them all. I don't, you know. I was like, why are you just, and he's like, and then he kind of got defensive about it. And that's when, you know, I was getting messages from my friends saying, who is this guy? Why is he asking me to be his friend? So maybe my ideas of what Facebook is and what it should be are totally different than what some other folks think.
But what is your idea? But what do you think it ought to be?
I think it's just, well, it's a connection to find old friends, let people know about events you got going on, and networking, but not just to add anybody that's just, you know, let's see how many friends I can get.
Yeah, but if they're listeners to the show, don't you feel bad by not adding them?
Yeah, no, I add them all. There's, you know, I'll basically add anybody. I don't think I've ever turned one down.
I have. I've turned a couple down.
If there's any funny business,
I've turned a couple of them down.
I will shut you down.
But I, you know, if they're listeners, I would never shut them down. I mean, that's, you know, if they're kind enough to listen to the show, you can at least, you know, include them.
No, I'm sure this guy's a nice guy. I just thought I was a little fishy, and then he was concerned about why I was questioning him, and it got ugly.
Well, because we think you're a sex prevert.
Prevert.
That's the reason. We don't trust you, pal. You know.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're not going to help you turn into a female stalker, or a male stalker, or a female stalker. I don't know what I'm trying to say this morning. What the hell?
I'm going to look at his. I mean, I can still see how many friends he has.
I
will not do that. I'm not going to do that, Jay.
I don't want to get sued.
I just want to see how many friends he has. Here. And if you look at how many friends he has, there's like. They're all girls.
Well, you got to send me his name so I can kick him off mine. So I can purge him. Stalinistic purge.
1,260. Oh, there's some guys in there.
He's got 1,260?
He's got you beat.
Well, I don't care. I'm not, you know, I don't care.
Right.
One way or the other about that.
No, I mean, you know, maybe I'm wrong and maybe he's right.
You know, he must go through and look at every friend's.
Friends,
and then poach
friend
them.
Every time there's a female picture.
Yeah, and then poach them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty psychotic. That's pretty wrong. Yeah. You know, that doesn't make it. All right.
Now that we've wasted
10 minutes talking about this,
I don't think it's fun.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got some stuff to rant and rave about here coming up, and I'm going to get right to it because we got a lot of stuff this morning. And I definitely want to get right to it. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk with the traffic.
Jay, traffic's looking pretty good as you're starting off your Monday morning commute around the city. Just the usual jams, westbound 76 in Commerce City, 74th Avenue. Also on 225 in Aurora, leaving at Colfax, heading southbound there. Also some heavy volumes on southbound 25 at 104th. And again, once you get past Park Avenue, and just be cautious this morning. We are dealing with some patchy fog around Denver and Boulder. We also have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect eastbound at the tunnel, also over Loveland Pass, and also over Vail Pass. Your forecast, morning fog and a 10% chance for snow.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour.
My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Dodge announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
Trade-in. So get out there to see them. Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they're right there at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
This is Ed McCaffrey, and I'm talking today with Dr. Jennifer Clark, podiatrist and Goodfeet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, what's the most common request you get from Goodfeet customers?
Lots of people ask for something soft and spongy to put in their shoes. One man actually had five of those drugstore gel cushions in his shoes when he walked through the door, and his feet were still killing him.
So what did you tell him?
I told him all those gel cushions weren't helping him one bit. I explained that to remove the pressure causing pain, he needed support, not padded cushions. A cushion might provide some momentary relief, but for long-term relief, nothing beats Goodfeet arch support.
Did he give Goodfeet a try?
Yes, he did. And even before he left the store, his pain was gone.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Goodfeet arch support system during Goodfeet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
I love this song. This is Robert Plant and Alison Krauss from last night. They were big winners at the Grammys. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, high today 52. Okay, time to get up my soapbox. You know where the term soapbox originated from? In the old days, orators used to stand in the public square on a soapbox, and they would rant and rave. Well, I'm not going to rant and rave, but I do want to make some points clear here. First of all, on the fairness doctrine, I understand I was on Channel 9 last night. I didn't see it. It was myself and Mike Rosen, and they interspersed cuts between the two of us talking about the fairness doctrine. My feeling about the fairness doctrine is that we do need it in some form. Now, not the way it used to be, not the way the fairness doctrine used to be, but we need it in some form. Now, a lot of people answer by saying, oh, look, you don't like what's on the radio, just turn it off. Yeah, you do have that option. But the other side of it is that who wants to live someplace where there's nothing but monolithic thought, like living in North Korea, where all you hear is the party line? I don't think anybody wants that. But I think what is owed here is, I think there's a responsibility on the part of corporations that own radio stations to meet the public need. Because radio, and I've said this over and over again, radio frequencies are a finite resource that not everybody can have. You can't have it, and I can't have it. We can't get together and have coffee at the local Starbucks and plan to put on our radio station and then go home and sign it on in my house. You get busted by the FCC, so that won't work. Only certain people are allowed to have those frequencies, and the airwaves technically are supposed to belong to the public. So there's obligations that these companies should meet in order to satisfy license requirements. Now, in the old days, before deregulation and Ronald Reagan, you used to have
public service announcements, community ascertainment, a certain amount of news, and diverse programming. Nowadays, you don't have any of those things, and you don't have any diverse programming either. Because you know something? Most of these corporations do not give a damn about how you feel. And there's also this illusion. And the right-wing talk show hosts scream about this a lot. Oh, it's a censorship and it's a free speech. Well, there's no French or free speech in the workplace. And I've been told dozens of times what I could and couldn't say. Now, fortunately, that never happens here. But I've worked at other radio stations where it has happened, particularly those of us who have been disc jockeys. Nowadays they don't have that problem because most of that stuff's voice tracked. So you got some guy sitting in wherever, Louisville, Kentucky, and he's doing the Fox and KTCL and all of that. But in the days when we used to do it live, you know, the program director would always say, well, you can't say that and can't say this. And they used to have what they called the hotline used to ring. Big gigantic bulb with the colored red that would flash and you pick it up and it's a program director on the other end. You used to have all of that. So there's no free speech. Owners have the right to control content. Plus, you can't just get on the air and say anything you want. And under this last administration, the FCC seemed to be more hung up on Janet Jackson's breast than they were on diversity and localism in programming. So, what do you do to achieve balance? Well, I think it's kind of like affirmative action, where we now have integrated workplaces. How many of us remember when the workplace was not integrated? I remember that. I remember the days when there were no women or people of color on the air. That it was largely a white male-dominated world. Now, in the last 35 years, I've worked for two women program directors. And I've worked for an African-American general manager. But it's kind of the same thing. Diversity. So, if you hold the power of a license in your hands, then you owe the public and you owe the health of democracy more than just one line a babble 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that goes for this radio station or any other radio station. That's why I think there ought to be some form of the fairness doctrine. Now, do I know how to work this out legally? No, I have no idea. But make no mistake about it. These companies are not plotting the right-wing overthrow of a democratically elected government. They're not into that. What they're into doing is they're into making a buck, which seems to be this country's downfall in the last year, which has antecedents into the last 8 years and the last 30 years. I mean, after all, unbridled greed has a lot to do with what's going on in the economy today. So there's very little sense of obligation with these big corporations. Not morally, I guess there's no sense of obligation. Look at the work structure. CEOs make 800 times what the average worker makes. And of course, if the company's in trouble, they blow out the workers and the CEOs hang on. And then they try to cover it up. Kind of like the Russians who told the Czechoslovakians in 1968 when they invaded the country that we're here to protect you from Germany, when the Czech people knew that was a lie. But that's what corporations are interested in. They're interested in making money. So the same thing goes with broadcasting. They don't care. And I'll tell you something else about this. The fact that right-wing radio dominates talk radio, there's no secret to that. Rush Limbaugh bounced on the scene. People saw money in Rush, So they went out and they looked for other people who were just like Rush. I know people who were liberal, who turned conservative overnight, hoping to get a piece of that pie. So that's what they're doing. Then they put on all these syndicated imitators. Now, why put all these people on? Well, because they don't have to pay local talent, and it adheres to a line that they think they can make money off of. But my whole point in this is, shouldn't there be something more going on here than money? Don't you need both sides of the equation to make for a healthy democracy? And the people who oppose what I'm saying is they always go to the same place. Well, you know, you're acting to censorship and censorship and censorship and blah, and you just turn the radio off and whatever. But, you know, they don't want to own up to the fact that technically that we were taught when we were little kids that the airwaves belong to the people and that therefore you have to have some commitment for public good. Otherwise, if you didn't have that, what you'd have is you'd have chaos on the airwaves if there was nobody to regulate it. So it's that, and this idea about free speech is ridiculous. I mean, can you run through your the place you work screaming the F word? And then when your boss says, hey, look, knock that off or you're going to get fired, then you say to him, well, you're impinging on my free speech. All right. So anyway, I was on Channel 9 last night. I don't know if it was any good or not. I didn't see it. Turk didn't see it either.
I didn't see it.
So I don't know if between Rosen and myself we just showed contrasting viewpoints or if somebody had won the argument. I'd love to debate Mike about that.
Well, I don't think he would.
I'd love to debate him about the whole fairness doctrine.
Did I ever say what he said when I proposed that we maybe debate the Iraq war a few years ago when you first started here?
That what he say?
If I debated J. Marvin, that'd give him way too much credibility.
That's his response.
That's what he'd say.
That's all right. I don't need the tip of his magic wand to sanctify myself as being, you know what? Nobody in talk radio has any credibility as far as I'm concerned. Not only me, but everybody else. They don't have any credibility. Come on. If you think what you hear on the radio, if you think what we're telling you is absolutely the truth and we wouldn't lie, well, then you got it, back A words. I mean, look, I don't lie. And I never have. But I do get facts wrong. And I'm more interested in discussing things that are not political, but are basically right or wrong, and looking at social situations than I am getting into this whole thing. Well, I like a variety of stuff. So
instead of discussing policy, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to have...
How does it affect us?
Yeah, let's talk about something that affects us. Let's talk about everyday life. Let's laugh a little bit. It's really hard to do. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. All right, 6:32, 32 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Jay, we are still accident-free, but we're starting to see some speeds dip around the city, particularly on eastbound 270 there from York to Vasquez. Seeing speeds there in the 30s, maybe the 40s. Same deal on southbound 25 up in North Glen, getting really heavy there from 104th down to 84th. It will break loose for you for a while, but then again, the normal downtown jams there after 38th Ave. Also getting busy in Aurora now, two different parts of southbound 225, first from Colfax to Alameda, and again from Yosemite down to the Tech Center. Also busy there.
there in Commerce City, westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. But right now, really looking like a nice, light morning commute for you so far. We are dealing with some patchy fog in some areas around Denver and Boulder. Also, chain laws in effect over some of those high mountain passes in the high country on I-70. Your forecast, patchy fog, partly cloudy, small chance for flurries. Our high should be around 53 degrees, breezy too. Strong gusts up around the foothills today, around 40 miles an hour. Current downtown temperature, 36 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today's Valentine's Flower Fact by 1-800-Flowers.com. 45% of adults believe a romantic kiss is one of the most meaningful.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
I couldn't wait to see your and Tom's new house. It's just lovely.
We love it.
Your dad and I wanted to help you get settled in and know this check will be put to good use.
Wow, you shouldn't have. This will really help us on the improvements we want to make.
And we know just the place to get started. Dad and I want to take you both to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We've been going there for years, and it's helped us turn our house into a home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Don't miss the 50th anniversary Colorado Garden and Home Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
Learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts free seminar, is Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. in the Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save up to 60% on solar energy with Independent Power Systems' free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably. Join IPS Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge and learn how you can save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/Westridge for details about this free seminar. That's solarips.com/Westridge. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Know it. Your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. Half of all women experience hair loss, mostly due to things like stress and aging, hormonal changes, even dieting. But you can help regrow and restore thinning hair with Pure Therapy. For a limited time, try it free before you buy it. 1-800-900-1741. This luxurious formula is even sulfate-free and safe for color-treated hair. The FDA-approved ingredient in Pure Therapy is clinically proven to help stop women's hair loss, help regrow hair, help improve texture and thickness so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Pure Therapy risk-free before you buy it. But hurry. This is a limited-time offer. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-1741. That's 1-800-900-1741.
Kytogenics Weight Loss Products, a proud supporter of AM 760, believes that change is good and that moving in new directions can be extremely positive. Kytogenics Business Foundation is based on that exact philosophy, with their commitment to delivering the best dietary supplements in the world. If you're ready to commit to that change, lose weight, and keep it off, Kytogenics is the perfect catalyst to obtain your ideal body weight. Kytogenics works by reducing your caloric intake, burning fat, and suppressing your appetite. Kytogenics contains natural ingredients like fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus that binds to fat and expels it from the body, green tea to ramp up your metabolism, and hoodia to suppress your appetite. Plus, it contains fat-burning agents. It's a new year, and change is on the horizon. If you're ready to make a change for yourself, call Kytogenics at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And in this economy, Kytogenics is doing what they can to help by offering a buy three, get three free sale on all of their products. Call Kytogenics at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And find out what products will work best for you.
With more medications than a pharmacy, 638, 38 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, high today 52. Okay, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about. About a week ago, Mary goes to the pharmacy to pick up prescriptions. There is a woman in front of her, and she's crying.
because she can't, she doesn't have the money to pay for her prescriptions. And so the pharmacist, who's really a great guy, says, here, this will get you through until I can call somebody. And I believe this happened on a Friday. So she calmed down, and she thanked him, and he had her information, and he was going to call her. Now, this week alone, we've had to fill prescriptions because between us, we take, you know, quite a few pills. I mean, I take at least three for my chemical imbalance for depression alone. And then I've got some for my heart. Anyway, Mary goes to the pharmacy. The first batch of meds, $1,200. We've never paid that much for medicine in all of our lives. And this is supposed to be the good plan that the company provides through United Healthcare. Then Mary goes back for the second round, and it's $1,000. Some of these drugs are $600 a pop. Now, there's two things we can't do in this country. We can't negotiate with foreign countries or the pharmaceuticals for lower prices. Now, Big Pharma won't let that happen. And then the second thing is, you know, the older I get, and maybe it's just me, but the older I get, the more I have a tendency to look at this country and realize that I love it to death, that I think it's the greatest place in the world, but it is totally and completely screwed up. Now, is health care a privilege or a right? I believe that it's a right. And you can read the same thing on my blog at jmarvinblog.com. I believe health care is a right, not a privilege. That we have a moral obligation to eliminate human suffering, regardless of who it is. That's why I get just incensed when these people call up and say, oh, you know, these illegal aliens, deny them health care. What? Now, isn't this one of the tenets of most major religions? You can call me at 303-713-7600 and tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't this one of the big things in most religions? That you're supposed to care for others, that you're supposed to be kind, that you're supposed to heal the sick and help the poor. Isn't that in the Bible? Don't most religions believe that? Then how in the world do we end up where we are? And how many of these people who don't think health insurance is broken, who think that it's okay to be this way, how many of them consider themselves to be good Christians or Jews or Muslims or Scientologists? Well, that's not really a religion, but I mean any of those. I mean, how many of those people? How many of you out there are listening to this and you're saying, you know, there's nothing wrong. You're just absolutely, you know what? There is something wrong. Our combined deductible, Mary and myself, $6,000. Well, I don't want the government running health care. Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that we've been pounded for 28 years about the evils of government, and really even longer than that. But what about the way health care stands now? Do you think that's a perfect system? Anything human beings put together is not going to be perfect. So are we a country that wants to take care of those less fortunate than ourselves and make sure that there's health care, or just take care of all of us in the middle class? And when I say take care of us, I'm talking about universal health care. so that prices are reasonable, so that insurance is reasonable? Or do we want it to remain as we are now, which is the only thing that matters in life is a dollar bill? You know, if you look at this country and you look at the way things are set up, the only thing that matters here is a dollar bill. We have no other priorities than a dollar bill and how much dollar bills you can accumulate. Now, there's nothing wrong with being rich and prosperous. I think that's a perfectly reasonable idea. But when you live in a country this great, don't you think you owe something back to the country? Don't you think that there shouldn't be any free ride to enjoy what we have? And healthcare is the center of this. Because it's not only killing the economy, it's not only crippling us as far as production goes. Because the average auto worker makes $30 an hour, then you put on top of the benefits, and then it might come up to $70. Aren't we capable of something more? All right, does anybody want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. John, you want to say something?
Jay, I dropped, last year was the worst year I had medical-wise. I spent probably about $10,000 out of pocket. That includes just my monthly, you know, monthly payment. And then we met our deductible this year. We basically paid $6,000 out of pocket. And then if you add in, you know, we got our year-end report on daycare. Daycare cost me almost $10,000 last year. And all that, I mean, that's $20,000 right there in medical, you know, and health care and daycare.
And that's a lot.
And some people don't draw that for a salary. It's ridiculous, you know?
Well, what happens if you can't afford any of this stuff?
I have lots of friends that don't have any health care right now, and that's just ridiculous. Just can't afford it.
Or if you have health care and you can't, if you have health care and you can't afford to pay it, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
What do you do?
Yeah, I wonder what people are doing out there in those kind of situations.
Yeah, is there anybody out there that's suffering from this? Or is it just John and I? And I'm supposed to be on the company's good plan. Aren't you?
Yeah, luckily I got back on the good plan. I was in the bunk plan last year.
Well, maybe I didn't do anything right. Maybe I'm not on the good plan. $6,000 for a deductible?
Well, that's mine for a family. Are you sure that's that high for you and Mary?
Yeah.
It's not $2,000 a person?
No. And raising the copays?
Yeah.
You know, I heard Rush Limbaugh the other day. I don't want the government to be running anything. Well, he's got plenty of money. What the hell does he have to worry about? Here's Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
The government shouldn't be running anything. I don't know. Anyway, those prescription drugs. Hmm. Oh, my God. If prescription drugs were actually worth what they're charging us for them, boy, those places ought to be protected like De Beers or Fort Knox or something. That's the most valuable resource in the entire planet.
Yeah, well, they're getting away with it because there's no way, you know, there's no way to negotiate for cheaper drugs.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It really is. You were asking earlier about the, you know, the Christian tenets and stuff like that. I was raised Catholic all my life. I was taught by the Jesuits, who are, you know, the theologians, the same fine gentleman that brought you the Spanish Inquisition. But I do know the things that Jesus did say, and he specifically told everybody that whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. Meaning that if you slap a poor guy, you're slapping Jesus. If you starve a poor person, you're starving Jesus. You know, that kind of stuff. I don't know if you remember. You remember that Sermon on the Mount thing where Jesus had that little stimulus plan where he fed everybody because they didn't have any money?
Yeah, exactly.
He got the fish and the bread and everything else, and he handed it out to everyone?
Well, how do these people reconcile these positions?
You know, I have no idea whatsoever. I think they change on a dime every single time you talk about anything. They keep switching things to benefit themselves, basically, is what it is. We don't want any regulation in the we don't want any regulation on corporations, and yet, you know, you have to be a Christian. Nothing has more regulation than Christianity has. And, you know, that whole thing about the invisible hand of the free market, I guess Mike Rosen figured out that the invisible hand of the free market belongs to a proctologist.
No, you know what? You know what? I'll guarantee you, though, he's still over there preaching that stuff. Vince, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You bet, man. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Here's Jeff in Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good.
You there?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Go ahead.
Good, good, good. I was just listening to your conversation on health care. I mean, I'm a health care provider, Jay. Let me tell you something, buddy. It's tough for us. You pay your $6,000, and the insurance companies, they get their money. But as a provider, I'm on my way right now to take care of somebody. It's February. They might pay me in December.
Wow.
So we're starving. We have our own health care crisis, just the providers trying to take care of people.
But wouldn't you say that the whole system is broken?
The system is broken. The problem with the system, Jay, is the insurance companies can do whatever they want. They can change the rules when they want. They can take as much time to pay your claim. I mean, you pay your premiums every month. Just try skipping a premium, see what happens. They're going to cancel your insurance. But they can play games with me and all other providers day after day. And there's nobody to regulate the insurance companies. They do what they want.
And they have a huge lobby, too, both on the state level and also on the national level, which you and I, the ordinary citizen, it's like scaling a large wall, which we can't seem to get over.
They've got a huge lobby, and not only that, they're exempt from antitrust laws, which means that they can get together. All insurance companies can get together, sit down, fix prices, decide how they're going to manipulate the system so that they get paid and nobody else gets paid. What we need is a group, healthcare providers for change. We need to come together, and we need to fight for healthcare providers and the common person. Jay, I got into this business to take care of people. I didn't get into this business to get rich, but I do have
to. I would agree. I would agree 100%. I think your heart's in the right place, and we should be helping out people like you, and we should be helping out people who you take care of. Jeff, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Love you, bro.
I love you too, man. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, he's got the right idea. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay and John with the traffic.
Jay, traffic is really starting to bog down there on southbound 25 in North Glen. Speeds dipping down in the teens and 20s there at 120th, all the way down to 84th. Also going to be busy after Park Avenue, but speeds a little better in that stretch from I-70 to around 20th. Also stop-and-go conditions, southbound 225. Once you get after Parker Road and approach the Tech Center there around Yosemite, our other heaviest jams right now, eastbound 270 at York and eastbound Turnpike from Pecos on to 25. Your forecast? Morning fog, 10% chance of snow. Windy this afternoon, too, with highs pushing into the lower 50s. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, take advantage of the great service specials with your local Toyota dealer. Check out this month's service and parts.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get your local Jeep dealer today.
Treat your sweetheart to a romantic Valentine's Day with the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
I may be a man, but I'm a sick one.
We pretty women stand in line.
Ain't got no health care anytime.
I'm a man. I spell M. A. M.
6:55. 55 minutes after the hour here. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Life is just one big placebo. High today, 52. Slight chance of snow, and we're talking about health care and prescription drugs. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You know, most conservatives have this whole attitude. You don't even have a right to the air you breathe unless you pay for it.
Oh, yeah. They're into total privatization of everything because they have money and the rest of us don't.
Well, it's a tale of two societies. I mean, you know, Republicans will never believe in two societies. And listen to what Hartman said. He said they won't be happy until we've been Africanized. We're less than a third world country that
top
10% have everything and all the privileges and everybody else is their serf.
Well, they believe in that Chicago school of economics in which you're right. I mean, the rest of us are all. The thing that gets me about it all is how can people who make $50,000 a year, or $40,000 a year, or even $60,000 a year, or maybe even $70,000 a year, how can they vote against their own self-interests?
I don't understand. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been retired for quite a while. For my wife and I'm on a plan. You know, I'm on a group plan, and I was paying close to $12,000 a year with the subsidy.
Well, I'd like to know how many people are working and are stuck at their jobs because of their health care. You know, I'm going to ask that next hour, I think. I want to hear from people about pre-existing conditions and how many people are stuck in their jobs and they can't go get another job because they have health care problems.
You're not a prosperity Christian either, because what they're teaching right now, and I got some friends that listen to that baloney, is that, you know, the reason that you don't have health care and the reason that you're poor is because you're not a believer.
Oh, so in other words, if you don't believe in the religion, then that's the reason why you.
That's what Osteen's preaching down in Texas, and he's got about 100,000 people.
See, but what happened to the idea in the Bible, though, that you're supposed to take care of those that are less fortunate than yourself? I'm not saying we should be handing out money, but what I am saying is health care is unreasonable, and it strikes everybody except the 1-3% in this country or the ultra rich. They don't have to worry about it. But the rest of us have to worry about it. How many of us can't retire or give up our jobs because we can't afford to give up health care?
Well, I mean, probably, there's right now, I'd say with the unemployment rate, which some guys are saying is really not just 7%, it's like 17%. is you're going to have like 100 million people with no health care.
Well, I'd like some conservative to call up and defend that. All right, Bob, thanks. It's 58 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm going to pick this up on the other side, so stick around.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
1-800-600-8119. 1-800-600-8119.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. America's recession is Elkhart, Indiana's depression.
We are the most economically depressed city in the United States.
With Elkhart's RV industry in shreds and unemployment at more than 15%, Mayor Dick Moore will be glad to see President Obama in a few hours. He'll be even happier if the visit wins public support for the economic stimulus bill working its way through Congress.
We're going to be okay if we can get the stimulus money back here. We're ready to put it to work.
CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
After a breakthrough deal that brought three moderate Republicans on board, the stimulus bill in the Senate's now about $800 billion, not far off from the House bill or the size initially proposed by President Obama. But it has more tax cuts and less direct spending than the House version, especially in education, energy, and aid to the states. And those differences will have to be worked out in conference.
I'm Dan Revive, live in Washington. The public campaign for the stimulus package postpones until tomorrow a closely watched announcement from the Treasury Department, the second half of the $700 billion TARP, the Troubled Assets Relief Plan. The first half of that bank rescue was seen as a failure. We learn now the strategy is to get private investors to buy those assets, failed mortgages, for instance. The government would set a floor price to limit the risk. Frank?
The recession has taken a bite out of every corner of the economy, but stores that sell luxury goods have been hit harder than most. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, what are they doing to survive?
Those upmarket stores are diving downmarket fast, slashing prices to offload excess inventories. It started with Saks Fifth Avenue, which unrolled 70% reductions well before the Christmas sales. Other luxury chains were quick to follow. Now the Wall Street Journal reports that downward pressure on prices has driven some smaller boutiques into bankruptcy and left others wondering if consumers will ever be willing to pay full price again. Frank?
It's been more than 3 weeks since Flight 1549 splashed down in the Hudson River and everyone on board walked away. But Captain Sully Sullenberger tells the CBS News Early Show he still can't believe it.
Ever since that day, that's the single word that my family and I have been using to describe this entire experience is surreal. It's hard to believe it actually happened.
90 minutes from now, a grateful Mayor Michael Bloomberg will hand Sullenberger and his crew the keys to the city of New York. The mother of the Southern California woman who gave birth to octuplets has issues with her daughter's decision to have 8 embryos implanted.
To have them all is unconscionable.
33-year-old Nadia Sullivan was already the mother of 6. Angela Sullivan tells RadarOnline.com, why would she do this? It's an epidemic. The latest report shows cases of identity theft jumped more than 20% last year to around 10 million.
You have coworkers stealing their coworkers' identities. You have parents stealing their children's identities. Estranged boyfriends and girlfriends stealing identities.
Identity theft expert Robert Siciliano. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from the hood of your car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip.
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts.
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that. Although, I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 3/31/09.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to four free, all with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available on all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Gas prices are on the rise again, $1.92 a gallon nationwide, although in Denver the average price is $1.78. Prices are much higher in Colorado's high country, though, and two state lawmakers want to know why. Senator Dan Gibbs and Representative Christine Scanlon will host a town hall meeting in Dillon tonight to address gas prices.
Do you have to charge 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 cents more a gallon?
Scanlon hopes to hear from station owners who sometimes charge as much as $2 more per gallon. A man who escaped from police custody at Denver International Airport was rearrested after being found hiding in the bed of a pickup truck. An airport spokesman says a passenger noticed the man in the East Economy parking lot yesterday morning. Police say the 21-year-old had been arrested on suspicion of stealing luggage Saturday night, but managed to break free from officers while being escorted through the airport. He was still handcuffed when arrested. A driver accused in a deadly hit-and-run crash with a cab headed to DIA has been arrested again after a neighbor said he saw her driving again. Arapahoe County Sheriff's officials say Sandra Lee Jacobson was arrested yesterday on suspicion of driving with a license that was suspended. A 56-year-old Aspen woman is no doubt celebrating this morning if she has any energy left. Jennifer Figg became the first woman to swim across the Atlantic Ocean. She touched land for the first time in almost a month last week, digging her toes into the sand of the Caribbean. And vandalism at the chapel at Red Rocks. The chapel's Kathleen DeFulvio says she first noticed the vandalism over the weekend.
I came up the stairs from my office to unlock my front doors and turned around and saw the damage. It literally brought me to my knees.
DeFulvio tells 9 News rocks were thrown through the windows, damaging the 80-year-old church pews. In sports, the AFC doesn't win the Pro Bowl. Brandon Marshall, Jay Cutler, and Casey Wigman for the Broncos all played, but the NFC won the game 30-21. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where for the most part it's been a quiet drive around Denver, there are going to be those slow stretches in the usual spots like I-25 heading south between 120th to 84th, as well as on 225. This is after Parker Road to I-25 where speeds are going to dip into the teens. 270 loading up and slowing down as you're heading east towards Vasquez. The fog is burning off around the metro. Still could find some areas that it's a little bit patchy but not really slowing you down. Watch for some slick spots and snow coming down at the higher elevations along I-70 west of Georgetown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dip into Peak's Chocolate Lounge at the Hyatt Regency this Valentine's weekend. Celebrate in a romantic setting overlooking the city lights and indulge in one or several wine and chocolate pairing stations. For more information on the Chocolate Lounge at Peak's or room reservations, visit DenverHyatt.com.
Dodge announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Nice to have you along. Slight chance of snow, and it's overcast out there right now. High today, though, is going to get up to 52 degrees, so that's going to spoil any accumulation of any kind. All right, we were talking last hour, and I want to continue this. We were talking about health care last hour, and the fact that Mary goes to the pharmacy, sees a woman standing in front of her, crying because she can't afford her medication, which she desperately needs. And so the pharmacist helps her out by giving her a couple of pills and saying, let me call somebody and try to do something about it. Mary has gone the last, and I had the timeline messed up on this. She went this weekend to fill some prescriptions that we had, and it cost her $1,000. And she'd gone the week before to fill some prescriptions, and it was $1,200. And our deductible is $6,000. And the first thing I thought of was, well, wait a minute. What do you do if you don't have the money to pay for this stuff? I guess you get sick and die. And then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. Isn't one of the major tenets of most organized religions helping out the poor, helping out your fellow human beings? And how can anybody claim that they're religious when they would allow something like this to go on? And do you think of healthcare as being a privilege? Or do you think of it as being a right? I think of it as being a right. I think you have a moral obligation to eliminate human suffering. And I always thought, even though I'm not a religious person, and you can call and explain this to me, but I always thought that one of the major tenets of religion was that you're supposed to have that kind of compassion and that you would believe that healthcare would be a right, not a privilege. Because you're supposed to eliminate the suffering of your fellow human beings. Now, maybe I'm all wrong about this, because I can't go to a Bible quote and quote it to you. And I don't know if it's in there or it's not. And I'm talking about all organized religions. I'm talking about Christian Science. I'm talking about Christianity. I'm talking about Catholicism. I'm talking about the Mormon Church. I'm talking about Jews, Muslims. Doesn't that common thread run through all this stuff? Or am I totally wrong about this? So therefore, I'm quizzical about this. So in other words, how do you consider yourself to be religious? And yet, you would okay human suffering. And you've got a lot of people who vote continuously against their own self-interests. And I'd love to hear a conservative call up here at 303-713-7600 and defend themselves on this principle. Because most diehard conservatives don't want the government involved in anything. Well, then what do you do about these folks? I mean, that even bothers me when people talk about illegal immigrants and the fact that illegal immigrants, well, we should deny them health care. Well, you know, where do you get off denying like a six-year-old child health care? Or a 20-year-old woman. Never mind the fact that it's bad public policy, but it's also, it's immoral. It's just totally immoral. And it's immoral to deny anybody any kind of decent health care. So I don't understand if the private sector health care that we've had isn't working and doesn't work, then why would you be against universal health care and the government being involved in it? Because obviously what we have doesn't work. I mean, that's like these folks on the right who preach deregulation, free market, deregulation, free market, deregulation, free market. Well, look where we're sitting in 2009 in February. Did deregulation help? I don't think it did. government can be bad. But government can also be good. And it depends on whether you respect government and you have a commitment to make government work. Any system designed by man or woman is not going to be perfect. You're not going to have it to be perfect. It's going to have flaws. I mean, good Lord, how many scandals have we seen in religious institutions where people have taken money, where there have been problems? But that doesn't mean we're going to abolish all religion. All right, I got two conservatives on this, I think. Let's start out with Sam in Longmont. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in here, man, so far. If it doesn't snow, I'll be even better.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I'm in Longmont, actually. It's starting to drizzle up here. It looks like it might snow soon. So, here's, I think, the conservative Christians' sight on this. And you're right. Many religions have an idea that taking care of the poor is important. Not all religions, however. Go to India, and Hindus believe that if you were to take care of one of those poor people, you might screw up their karma. And so that's why you have so many people dying in the middle of the street. Well, you have very wealthy people, and it's kept that caste system together for years. But Christianity, so I'll speak to Christianity. I think it's the difference between government doing it and people doing it. As you know, many people in our society are struggling financially, health-wise. But when you look at most of the things that are being done in the inner city, look at most of the people who are taking care of the poor right now, it's Christian people. And it's not exclusively Christian, but many Christians are one-on-one taking care of the poor right now. Excuse me. And at the same time, you have government, which is the least effective and certainly the least efficient way to take care of anyone. When you look at the way the government works, there's no inherent competition in it. So it's a very slow moving vehicle. When there's somebody who's in need, it takes forever to get them help. So the fastest way to help somebody is to certainly do it one-on-one. There's also a natural accountability that happens in this. When you look at the way a poor person is treated with dignity and respect by a person who goes in and helps them, who says, look, I want to help feed you today, and I want to teach you to feed yourself tomorrow. There's a natural accountability that person has with the person that's helping them. However, when the government does that, it creates an entitlement mentality. The government better take care of me, and there's an anger that develops when the government's not taking care of me as well as I want them to take care of me, which is contrary to Christian belief. Christian belief would say that Christ came himself to help the poor. And when you watched his ministry, if you read the Bible, you see a man who was there one-on-one engaging with poor, sick, the outcasts of society, the lepers, even those who were outcast by the church, those who were the drunkards and swindlers and the tax gatherers, those people Jesus went to one-on-one.
All right. Let me go back about the government, first of all.
Okay. Okay.
And you distinguish between the government and people. The government is our people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can either have a well-functioning government, or you can have a bad functioning government. And two things will lead to a bad functioning government.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you put people in office who don't respect government, then they're not going to run government. Then the other thing is that overdependency upon government, which is excess,
mm-hmm.
isn't going to work. But then on the other hand, the other side of the coin, which is this belief in privatization, and that the free hand of market capitalism is going to work, well, that's been proven to be wrong too. I mean, look where we are now.
Jay, I'm not saying that.
Well, wait, whoa! I let you talk now. Come on,
okay, good. No,
be fair. So we have those factors, and the government does have efficient programs. By and large, Medicare, if run right, has been very, very efficient. So has the VA system, if run right, and not be in a situation where you just turn your back on it and you don't care about it. Government is capable of striking a compromise on health care, which would be that you could either do two things. If you liked the health care you have, you can stay on it. But if you want to take government universal health care, you can get that as well. Now, one last point here. This has proven to be, you know, we always hear about how terrible this is. Well, if you have government health care, you know what, you're going to have to wait. You've got all of this terrible stuff going on. First of all, unless you have a dire emergency, you have to wait to get a doctor anyway. And you have to wait for a doctor to see you, because most doctors are backed up. So we're talking about 2 to 3 weeks. Second of all, why does it work in Europe and it won't work here?
Let me just give you my impression. My wife is from Germany, and we spent time with her family there last year. And healthcare is not working in Europe. It worked in Germany particularly for a while until the wall came down, and the East Germans, who were not used to working, now started using that healthcare system and taxed it. And then the Turks and many of the other demographic groups that have come into Germany have changed the dynamics there, so that now in Germany you're paying co-pays, you're paying all kinds of things that we would say that looks like a system in this country, and those costs are going up all the time. The German people are spending about 14% of their income just in healthcare.
Well, we spend the most in healthcare of any Western industrialized country, and we get the poorest quality of healthcare. And as far as East Germans go, you're not going to erase overnight their mentality. Okay, that's number one. And number two, as far as immigrants coming into the country, you know what? The idea that immigrants don't work is ridiculous. And the fact is that universal health care works in places like France. It works in places like Sweden. It works in places like Israel. It works in places like the Netherlands. It works in places like Switzerland. I mean, it works there, but it doesn't work here. Why is it that it works there, but it doesn't work here?
Why doesn't it work in Mozambique?
Well, Mozambique has got a structurally deficient government. So you'd only so in Mozambique you'd only be proving my point. All right,
socialist government. You're right.
It doesn't make any difference.
I really do.
You can call it anything you want to call it. All right, Sam, I got to run because I got to get traffic. I hope you'll call again.
I appreciate what you do, Jay. Keep in there. All
hey, right, thanks, man. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7, Jay Marvin and John Turk with a look at traffic.
Jay, traffic's still looking pretty good for us this morning. No accidents or delays or stalls on the freeways around Denver and Boulder. Just the normal stop-and-go jams on southbound 25 and North Glen at 120th. Again, once you get closer to Denver, about 48th Ave. Also getting really busy heading out of Aurora southbound 225 from Yosemite to 25. Speeds in the teens there. Also going to be busy for you heading eastbound in on the turnpike from Pecos onto 25. Same deal, traveling across 270 for eastbounders between 25 and Vasquez. Your forecast, patchy fog, partly cloudy, small chance for flurries. Our high should be around 53 degrees. Also going to be brief.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trend, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds and Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, must be seen to be appreciated. One visit to Jared the Galleria of Jewelry is all it takes to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants. full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
You need that for your business. Maybe you need a new car. Maybe you need another car. Maybe you need a van. Maybe you need something for the family. Rockies has got you covered. And Rockies salespeople like Spanky Herrera and Uncle Fester George and Johnny Mays and Gerard Menard, these folks, they know what they're doing. It's not one of these cases where you go there and they don't know what's happening. They know the inventory inside out. Plus, on top of that, they'll lay their financial cards out on the table. I've been referring people to Rockies for 12 years, now going into my 13th year. And just about 99.99% of them come away and have good things to say about Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They want to see your trade-in. Get out there to see them. They're open tonight until 8 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So go shop the rest. But I think you're going to find out Rockies is the best. Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
A child's life is so precious, yet everywhere, children's lives are being destroyed by drugs. Take an active role in your child's life. Teach them that a healthy, drug-free lifestyle is their best choice. A word from Grover Pawnee School District, dedicated to the positive encouragement, support, and guidance of all kids, and helping to keep their community a safe, drug-free place to live and raise a family. Grover Pawnee School District, working today for a brighter future. That's Grover Pawnee School District, on the air, wishing all children a safe and healthy winter season.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jeep announces Employee Pricing Plus. Now everyone gets the employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get your local Jeep dealer today.
Our buttons ought to be busting this morning. So many good things have been happening.
Ed Schultz.
You know, there are some positive things that are happening out there. We just have to look a little harder sometimes.
I don't care if the Republicans don't come on board.
And now we're on the verge of saying we don't care if they don't come on board. Do you know what this means?
Yes, you know what it means.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Bingo!
Mornings 10 to 1.
We smiling. We styling. We profiling.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do we run this country any way we want?
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 52. And I'm not trying to bring you down here this morning talking about health care and why it is that the system here seems to be broke. Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I don't want to. I know a lot of people are eating breakfast, so I don't want to gross anybody out.
Well, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't you dare do it.
Well, they'll probably appreciate their job more, but I wake up during the night and flip on the radio and NPR. I just caught part of this story in India, and the last guy mentioned India. They have that caste system, I guess, and there's still people on this lowest rung. They literally go down into the sewers to clean blockages with their bare hands. And they mention how these people have like a 10-year shorter life expectancy because of all the diseases and everything they get. Now you can imagine in a modern city, they can't even afford to give them, a suit to wear and tools. So, you know, we have it pretty good here when you compare.
Well, yeah, but that's still,
unbelievable.
That's still not an it is unbelievable. But is it any more unbelievable than the fact that if you go to North Korea and you walk around Pyongyang, there are people who are dead in the streets?
Oh man, I'm telling you, it's people
but,
in America.
But the thing is, we do have it good here. But the thing is we can make it better. And if you don't strive to succeed to make it better and to do the best you possibly can, then what's the point of getting out of the bed in the morning?
Well, you mentioned the Christian issue, and there's two aspects that people do get confused on that, where it's not only this idea that the government should take care of everybody in a Christian sense.
But nobody, women, though. I got a correction, then I'll be quiet. Nobody is saying that the government has to take care of everybody. What people are saying is that the healthcare system is broken and that we're dealing with the idea that healthcare is either a right or a privilege. And if it's a right, and it's a right to eliminate human suffering, and it's a right to have equality in healthcare, then that's where you're looking at the positives and the positive aspects of universal healthcare. Now, go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry. Well, it's all yours.
It was just the other issue is on war, where people say turn the other cheek. But really, the government still can't do that. The government has to, you know, wage war and defend us. But on an individual level, where you're dealing with other people, you can overlook things, you know, that they might cheat you or whatever. But it's just similar the way people try to translate things that Jesus said or the concepts in the Bible from the individual to the government. And the unintended consequences, you've heard of that phrase, right?
Sure.
I think that is what would really affect us the most on this health care. In other words, Jesus said there's always going to be poor. You're always going to have people, Jay, who are just, for whatever reason, at the bottom of the ladder, and some of them will get sick, and they won't get the best care. But if we try to say everybody's going to get the same top care, the unintended consequences would destroy the system.
Well, wait a minute, though. We're not only talking about people at the bottom. We're talking about people in the middle class.
Well, but even
Wait a minute. What proof do you have that it would destroy the system?
Well, it's human nature. In other words, when they set up our government, they made the three branches so that they would compete with one another to inhibit the human nature that comes into all. None of us is really good. We have these desires that we want for ourselves, and everybody's the things that drive us day to day are what affect us personally.
But this does involve what affects you personally, because it involves the fact that there are many people out there in the middle class, including myself, that cannot fathom the idea of paying $1,200 for prescriptions and can only scratch my head and ask, what does somebody do who doesn't have the money to pay for those things? When you talk about health care, you're talking about one of the biggest issues that affects each and every one of us. And by the way, your comment about war, I go to what Barack Obama says about this, which is, I think, one of the smartest things ever said. We're not against war. We're just against dumb wars.
You know, it's interesting how many different topics come up when you discuss any issue. Earlier you said all religions have these concepts.
Well, don't they all have it?
Well, you know, in Islam, there's a two-tier system. If you're a Muslim, you get a certain concern, and if you're a non-Muslim, Jay, if you're a non-Muslim in a country that has been taken over by Islam, just, you know, kiss your rear goodbye.
Well, if that's the case, then why are there countries like Indonesia and others, which are Turkey's another one, which are Muslim but do not have a church-run state situation, and there is a large Muslim contention here, a large Muslim contingency here in the Denver area, in which they run soup kitchens and help the poor. How do you explain that one away?
Well, the countries that you mentioned that are Islam, you can find stories that you won't hear in the mainstream press.
Well, you can find stories about the United States that you don't hear
right
in the mainstream press.
In Turkey and Indonesia, the so-called tolerant Muslim countries, there are Christians being attacked and murdered on a daily basis.
Well, you've got Christians, and you've got Jews, and you've got gay and lesbians who are being attacked in this country. I mean, that's
those don't
have anything to do. That has nothing to do with the discussion of about health care. That has nothing to do with the idea that
standpoint that a controlling government a controlling system. In other words, here we have democracy. Under Islam, it is Islam.
But we're not talking about Islam. We're talking about the United States of America. We're talking, what you're talking about is church-run states. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about the United States of America, which, by the way, there are many Muslims here who do not believe in a church-run state situation. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about America. We're talking about where the average middle-class person can no longer afford to get health care. We're talking about the fact that when you look at the Western industrialized worlds, countries, we pay the most and we get the least. Now, why is that right?
Just to, and I know we don't want to get sidetracked, but just so to end on the Islam issue.
No, we're not going to Islam. I'm not going to let you go to Islam because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about health care for people here in this country, regardless of what religion they are. That's what we're talking about. And I'll give you this challenge. If universal health care is the wrong way to go, what would be your alternative?
Well, the fact is that some people are just not going to get
care. I see. Okay.
And I include myself in that.
Okay. Well, you know, if that's the kind of society you want to live in, fine.
But here's the thing, Jay. If you have...
So, in other words, instead of endorsing a plan, your answer is just no plan.
Well, no. It's just the idea that this world is not perfect, and we're never going to have that. I mean,
have a level of decency.
Well, let me finish
Your answer to a plan is no plan. Now go ahead and
You like to quote, you quoted Obama there. Didn't he say recently, "Don't let perfect be the enemy of the good"? You know, people are trying to make this health thing perfect, and that is going to be more damaging.
You know something? Where do you get your statistics, number one, that it's going to be more damaging? What source
Fact, Jay. People come to America for health care.
Give me a source.
All over the world.
Yeah, and you know what? They do, because those are the people who are moneyed, and that mostly it's elective.
But give me a source.
David, stop.
You won't let me make a point, Jay.
You know what, David? I want you to just, I'll try one more time and then I'll be quiet. I just want you to answer my question. You state opinions as if they're facts, and you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own set of facts. So tell me where you get this information. We will be worse off. Where do you get that information from?
Just from experiences of the other countries who have tried this socialism.
Really?
Yeah. Like who? Well, the caller earlier mentioned Germany, but you can hear and read stories from Canada and elsewhere.
Then why do we pay the most and get the least?
Well, because we are still the premier research place
in
the world.
You know what? No. It's because we don't have the right to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies to go outside the system and to other countries to get drugs which would be deemed safe. We can't do that and can't do anything else about health care because the insurance companies have a huge lock on the legislative system, and they charge a lot of money because they spend a lot of money in waste and in paperwork.
Okay,
and you
look,
have not given me one source.
How
all you say
one?
Is your experience and human nature. I mean, I'm sorry, that doesn't play.
Well, Jay, how about the vaccinations? Remember when Hillary Clinton they had this program, they were going to force all of the vaccinations to be provided at a certain low cost? Well, what happened was some of the manufacturers said, well, this isn't profitable for us anymore, so they got out of the business, so then you end up having shortages.
That's the answer then. In other words, instead of corporations having owing a public good, and instead of having some regulation, we should just have the jungle of deregulation because they're going to threaten to go out of business. Well, let me tell you something. They've got, you know, they're going to leave the process. They have shareholders that they have to satisfy. And, you know what? I don't remember there being any shortages. Plus on top of that, I've asked you repeatedly numerous times, and I respect you, but I've asked you repeatedly numerous times to give me an alternate plan. And the alternate plan you have is that tough. People who can't afford it, tough.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something, David. Someday, that tough is going to be you,
and then you're
going to have a different tune. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Now, you know what? I'm out of time.
Well, that's why I'm a Christian, because if I do end up, you know, dying an early death because I don't have drugs, I know where I'm going.
Well, then why don't you kill yourself?
Well, I wouldn't want to do that. I mean, I want to.
Well, why? You want to go to heaven?
Enjoy this life.
Well, you want to go to heaven?
No, Jay. I don't think you know what.
You know what? You're a Christian, and you bring up all this stuff about Islam. You know, you strike me as being a bigoted Christian.
You know,
thank you for the call. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour. I'm way behind here. Traffic with John Turk.
Jay, our first crash of the day is on the surface streets, auto versus pedestrian, Colfax and Meade. That's just a little bit west of Federal there. The highway system's looking pretty normal for a Monday morning. Stop and go southbound 25, 120th, down to 84th again from 70 past Spear. Also getting busy for northbounders there and on 225, heading out of the tech center and into Aurora from Parker Road to Mississippi. Speeds in the teens in that little stretch. Also, some heavier jams eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez. Your forecast today, morning fog, 10% chance for snow. Windy this afternoon with highs pushing into the lower 50s. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dip into Peak's Chocolate Lounge at the Hyatt Regency this Valentine's weekend. Celebrate in a romantic setting overlooking the city lights and indulge in...
Did you know that over 25 million Americans are due hundreds of additional dollars from last year's economic stimulus?
Really?
Even if you already received a rebate, you still may be eligible for hundreds of dollars more on this year's taxes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty smart. Hundreds? Did you say hundreds?
There's one way to find out if you've left big money on the table.
And that would be?
Talk to your people at H&R Block. Our tax professionals are specially trained to find you this extra money. Walk in or call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Jeep announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Jeep dealer today.
620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Hi, this is Jim McCann. This Valentine's, give her something to talk about.
Now through Thursday, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering 18 long-stem multicolored roses, plus a beautiful Valentine vase and a box of gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Just click on the radio icon to get this offer. Surprise her at work or home with flowers that will last all week, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Valentine's is coming up, so call or visit 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Pick the best. We always do.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared.
the design and craftsmanship of Levion Jewelry, including the delicious new trend, Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Levion Chocolate Cultured South Sea Pearls, must be seen to be appreciated. One visit to Jared the Galleria of Jewelry is all it takes to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
What's working?
There's a destination, a little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know.
7:43, 43 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Jay Marvin along with you. Slight chance of a snow. High today, 52. We're talking about health care. Here's an email at am760.net from my friend Greg. Tell me how privatization is so great when you have corporations raping us for a profit in Iraq and with KBR feeding our soldiers rotten food, soldiers electrocuted in the shower, driving trucks all over Iraq to waste gas, and build U.S. The U.S. peanut crisis, deaths due to rotten food because the private sector does not police itself, and the FDA was gutted. Yeah, okay. What about that? You want to leave it in the hands of the private sector. Here's another good point, too. You know what? People take vacations to third world countries like India to get surgeries. I know there are a lot of people in Latin America, for instance, that go to Cuba for medical help. And check this out. Cuba's prenatal record is better than the United States. Here's Nathan in Denver.
Doing,
hey, hi, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Love your show.
Thanks.
First of all, as a fellow Christian, I have to apologize for the previous caller. He doesn't represent all of us.
Oh, I didn't think he did.
Personally, I'm from Norway. I've lived here for about 15 to 20 years now, but I grew up there and. A couple of years ago, I took my wife home to visit my parents, and she got a sinus infection on the plane. Going to the doctor in Norway as a non-citizen not covered by insurance, we paid less for her doctor's visit and medication than we would for a doctor visit and medication here on our health care. And we had decent health care, not great, but decent. The problem is it won't work here because we have people like your previous callers that believe that it won't work and fight against it and won't even give it a chance. If we get a plan, it doesn't mean that we have to get rid of the privatized sector. It just means that we get a base net in the bottom for everybody, and then the people that want to pay more can pay more.
Well, these folks are these market-driven folks. They're all for competition. So why not let the private sector compete against the government sector and give people a choice? Stay on the health care plan you want or go on the government plan. Go on universal health care.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way it is in Norway. There is a small private sector for the people that have money. They can get elective surgery. They can move out of line, and it's 1 week instead of 3 weeks at the private clinics because you have to pay more, but there's the option of doing that if you really want to. It's not necessarily a great step up in healthcare, but you can get the elective surgeries and you can get it done a little bit faster.
All right. Hey, Nathan, thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thank you.
Sure.
I had watched that show on public television by really T.R. Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Went to five industrialized countries in the world. He went to England, Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and Switzerland. And he looked at how could they make it work? Because, I mean, the reality is if you look at gross national product, they only, the most lavishly spending country only spends half of what we spend. We spend like 16% on healthcare as a group, as a whole, and the other countries maybe spend 7 tops. But every one of them uses some form of rationing, some form of control on the prices. And that's the way they stop it. Taiwan was amazing because there you can go to the doctor as much as you want to, but if you go too much, someone from the government comes and sees you.
Well, I don't have any problem with that. And as far as rationing goes, as far as control of how much pharmaceutical companies can charge, I wouldn't put any controls on them. But what I would allow us to do, what about this idea? I would allow us to go outside of them and get medications from FDA-approved sources.
Well, you know, I mean, the problem is that drugs only account for between, who you're talking to, 5 and 10% of the whole healthcare dollar. We spend 90 to 95% of our healthcare on doctors and hospitals. And there you're talking about payrolls and personnel. Germany was a great example. Doctors don't make $250,000 a year. Doctors make 80, 90,000. Doctors don't have lavish mansions in Cherry Hills. They have ordinary houses
but then again,
like everyone else.
But then again, on the backside of that is they don't have to because they don't have healthcare problems and huge healthcare payments like the rest of us do. David K. Johnson wrote a long article about this in not this month's but last month's Mother Jones about how healthcare damages the economy and how you know countries like Norway and others are able to make it work. Hey, listen,
the worst thing that happened to healthcare was health insurance because then they made it a profit thing. If you look at all
history,
medicine was a humanitarian thing and not a greed profit thing, and that's what healthcare insurance has made it.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% there. Dave, thanks, man. Great informed call. All right, 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk in traffic.
Jay, traffic's still looking good on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder this morning. We do have those normal jams southbound 25. Going to be heavy from 120th down to 84 speeds, and the teens there. Same deal once you get around downtown from 70 past Spear. May actually see some speeds improving into the 20s and 30s in that little stretch there. Southbound 225, going to be really busy from Park Road to 25. Same deal for northbounders there once you get to the spillway. Going to break loose after Mississippi. Just one crash out there, but it does involve a pedestrian at Colfax and Meade. That's just west of Federal. Your forecast, patchy fog, partly cloudy with a small chance for flurries. Our high should be around 53 degrees, breezy too, with strong gusts up around the foothills. 40 miles an hour is what some reports are saying. Your current downtown temperature, 38 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and...
TurboTax presents a message from Andrew Jackson.
To end up on the $20 bill, you know I must have been smart. So you'd be smart to listen when I say, use TurboTax. See, TurboTax has a deduction maximizer that automatically looks through over 350 deductions, making it easy to get the maximum refund you're entitled to. Oh, and just between you and me, not only am I smart, but I'm very handsome.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com. Deduction maximizer included in Deluxe Premier and Home and Business.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website, simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Dazzle your date with symphony tickets for Valentine's Day. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Awakening Your Heart, a romantic evening on February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Enjoy a trio of romantic delights as the symphony plays Bach's Air from Suite No. 3, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen. 1. They take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. 2. They use green technology that doesn't cost you more. 3. They're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Vice President of Presidential Brokerage, and, well, we happen to have Mr. Spear on the line. Good morning.
Hey, top of the morning to you, sir.
Oh, you sound back to normal.
Well, you know, normal for me is not necessarily normal, but I appreciate it. Boy, I heard you duking it out with that guy on the
healthcare.
Government health care issue a few minutes ago, and, you know, certainly not everybody agrees on the same stuff, but one thing I think we can all agree on, and that is, if you're trying to navigate the financial waters yourself today, it's some real problems.
Yeah, it's very wavy out there. And if I have, you know, an average amount of money, and I want to put that money to work for me, and I want to have something to take care of me when the day comes that I don't want to work anymore or I can't work anymore, you've got numerous plans to handle this.
Well, we do. You know, there. As an example, if somebody came to us today and wanted to know where are we suggesting that you put your money, obviously we need to visit with you and understand when you're going to need those funds. But if somebody comes to me and says, look, I need CD safety. I want FDIC-insured product or FDIC-insured investments, but I need a greater rate of return than what CDs are going to give me. You know, there are some investments out there that are FDIC insured where you can potentially get the market returns if the market goes up, but nothing if the market goes down. I mean, there are a whole host of investment products out there right now that are sophisticated, that have really been designed for all types of markets. And if you're doing business as usual, I think it's a big mistake. It's not that kind of a market. I think the big thing to do is just stop by, see what it is we're doing. If it makes sense, great. If it doesn't, no hard feelings. I mean, there's no way to know whether or not what we're doing is going to make any sense for you unless you stop by and say hello. And we're not arm twisters, as you know, Jay.
Not necessarily. And people need to come. No, you're not. And people need to come see your gigantic TV screen plus your bowl of candy.
Well, come on by. Yeah, there's still some candy left in there.
Yeah, and you could, after they get their financial advice, you wouldn't mind slipping in a Blu-ray DVD.
Well, I don't see any reason why we couldn't do that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. Yeah, go see Michael Spear's gigantic TV screen and talk to this man about financial matters. Mary and I do, and you should too. 303-749-2770.
See ya.
It's 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. We're kicking off the new year with a big cash giveaway called Cash Blizzard. Now through February 20th, every Friday is Cash Blizzard Day. We'll be giving away cash on the hour from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Plus, a daily grand prize winner will get
$2,500. Wow, that's great, Mr. Money.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun. And my first choice for winning.
All right, 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me get Sandra in here real quick. Sandra in Littleton, go ahead. Take it all the way to the top.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I just want to make a couple of points about health care. I do a lot of work with health care. I work mostly with small companies, small business owners, and they are the people who are absolutely most negatively impacted by what's going on with health care right now. They purchase the most amount of health care, and their rates go up the most year to year. So something needs to be done to help small business owners. Absolutely. But the second point I want to make is that if you look at workers' compensation insurance, in the state of Colorado, workers' compensation insurance is required. Everybody has to have it. Now, you can buy it from the quasi-state fund, which is Pinnacle, or you could buy it from a private insurance company, you know, Hartford or State Farm or whoever. But over the last several years, because workers' compensation insurance is required on everybody, the rates have gone down year over year over year. And obviously part of workers' compensation is wage reimbursement, but part of it also is covering the medical expenses. So if we can develop a system and a program that covers everybody and that really focuses on those small business owners and employers, we're going to have half the battle beat right there.
Sandra, great. I appreciate your expertise. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for covering this topic. It's incredibly important.
Yep, I agree. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Jay.
All right, you too.
Goodbye.
7:58, 58 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, we're going to have Lloyd Chapman on. He's president and founder of American Small Business League. How small business has caught in a lurch over the stimulus package.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers adult education and tutoring classes to help support and nurture families in need. Classes include parenting skills, anger management, and ways to reduce domestic violence. There are also courses in English as a second language and computer training. Free adult computer classes are available Monday through Thursday between noon and 2 p.m. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Keep your children healthy and drug-free. A tip from A. Awesome Bondsman, serving the greater Colorado area, urging parents to stay informed today for a safe, free tomorrow. They truly believe there's no reason why a drug dealer should be the first person to discuss drugs with your kids. Call Bondsman Nelson at 303-424-2442. That's 303-424-2442.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. No American city is hurting more than Elkhart, Indiana. The recession and the collapse of the RV industry have pushed Elkhart's unemployment rate to more than 15%. Mayor Dick Moore is happy that President Obama, who left the White House a short time ago, will be in town 2 hours from now to drum up support for the economic stimulus bill.
The president's visit is going to be a great morale booster. It's going to be very, very uplifting.
Senate leaders hope to pass the stimulus bill by tomorrow. Treasury Secretary Geithner is still working on the revised bank rescue plan that he's scheduled to announce tomorrow. A key feature will be an attempt to encourage private investors to buy the bad loans that banks made. Former Fed economist Vince Reinhart says that would be a big plus for taxpayers.
The more we can get private money to come in and join with the government, the less government resources we have to use.
The crew of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 will get keys to the city of New York at a ceremony half an hour from now. Captain Sully Sullenberger told the CBS News Early Show he still can't believe he brought his plane down safely in the Hudson River after it was hit by a flock of birds and lost power, and that everyone got out alive.
This was a team effort on the part of the crew, on the part of the passengers who all behaved so admirably throughout, and the first responders. We are all linked by this event.
Overseas, shaken Australians are coming to grips with the enormous loss of life from wildfires along the country's southern coast. As helicopters drop water and chemicals on the flames, the death toll has shot past 170, and some of the fires may have been set.
All their best friends are dead. Their kids are dead. I played golf with a 12-year-old kid on Saturday and not here anymore. It's devastating.
The Prime Minister calls the fires mass murder. Identity thieves are busier than ever. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
The total amount lost to identity theft edged up just 7% last year, even though the number of thefts rose 22%. That's largely because consumers and their banks are acting faster to spot the theft early. But analyst Robert Siciliano says identity theft remains a growth industry in a shrinking economy.
That is going to continue to happen as long as we're in this recession and people are desperate.
As ever, the advice is to protect your passwords and PIN numbers, keep a close eye on your statements, and don't carry your Social Security number on you. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Archaeologists working in Egypt have found a tomb filled with 24 mummies. Reporter Edward Uranian in Cairo.
They were about 2,500 years old. Some of the mummies in the area of Saqqara, which is south of Cairo, date back to more like 4,500 years. They were actually not very well preserved. Only 8 were found inside wooden sarcophagi. The rest were in a stone-enclosed area.
The coffee chain that built its business with high-priced brews wants to change its image. Starbucks is coming out with a $3.95 coffee and breakfast special. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 54. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Plus, getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so gifted. Get extra credit. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to 4 free, all with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available on all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. The latest unemployment numbers in Colorado show more men than women out of work. 68,000 men are now unemployed, up considerably from last year. About 16,000 women applied for unemployment last year. The number of Latino men also took a disproportionate hit. The number of Hispanic men filing for unemployment doubled last year. A snowmobiler from Connecticut has died after hitting a tree near Grand Lake. Grand County Sheriff's officials say the 40-year-old man was snowmobiling with friends and family yesterday morning when he lost control going down a hill. Police want to know who damaged the chapel at Red Rocks. Over the weekend, vandals threw rocks through the glass windows.
The force that those rocks came through the window pushed the glass all the way to the back of the chapel. It damaged our pews. These pews are 80 years old. They came from the First Mennonite Church in Denver.
The church's Kathleen DeFulvio tells 9 News they're offering a $2,000 reward for information. A driver accused in a deadly hit-and-run crash with a cab headed to the airport has been arrested again. Arapahoe County Sheriff's officials say Sandra Lee Jacobson of Centennial was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of driving with a suspended license. Sports: Broncos receiver Brandon Marshall, quarterback Jay Cutler, and center Casey Wigman all played in the Pro Bowl yesterday in Honolulu. The AFC lost that game 30-21. And the San Diego Union-Tribune reports Tiger Woods' wife has given birth to the couple's first son. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cahill. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
225 is slowing down that in both directions after Parker Road, heading both north and southbound. I-25, very heavy as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. The boulder-bound lanes are getting a little bit sluggish on the turnpike from Sheridan Pass, Wadsworth. Speed's going to be in the 40-mile-an-hour range, tacking a minute or two onto that drive. Eastbound 6th Avenue slowing down as you're coming up on Federal. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900. That's a loaded...
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Unityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07. It's after 8. Slight chance of snow. High today, 52. Jay Marvin along with you. And Lloyd Chapman, president and founder of the American Small Business League, is no stranger to our waves. And we're going to talk to him about the Venture Capitalist Association going after small business programs, the stimulus bill, and President Obama and the division of federal small contracts to large corporations. And, hey, welcome back, Lloyd. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start out here. What is the deal with Venture Capitalist Venture Capital Association going after small business programs?
Well, the National Venture Capital Association has contributed millions and millions of dollars to President Obama and key members of Congress. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to take over federal small business contracting programs. So right now, federal law says in the Small Business Act, it says a small business shall be independently owned. And that's pretty clear what that means. And they're trying to have that definition changed so that a wealthy venture capitalist can own 51% of a company and have it still be considered a small business. So even though the law says a small business shall be independently owned, they want the law changed so that firms that are not independently owned are actually controlled by not only wealthy venture capitalists, but some of the largest venture capital firms in the country to own these companies and still be small businesses. So think what it would mean for your average small business in the Denver area that's got 20 employees and maybe they're selling office products. And now they're going to start competing with a company that could be owned by Donald Trump, for example. It's ridiculous.
Has the White House or Congress said anything about this?
Yeah, they have. Barack Obama appointed Karen Mills, a multimillionaire and heir to the Tootsie Roll fortune, to head the Small Business Administration. So Tootsie Roll made $500 million last year. And my concern is that her appointment signals President Obama's probably approval of these venture capitalist efforts to hijack small business programs. And I'm very concerned about it. And to me, it's just going to be another loophole that's going to divert more government contracts away from small businesses.
Yeah, I never understood, like for the Small Business Administration, why don't they appoint somebody who has experience with small businesses? I felt the same way about the Federal Communications Commission. Why don't they put a broadcaster on there? And I'm not talking about management. I'm talking about, like, support or air talent people who have an experience with what, you know, makes the business tick and the inside of it. And it would be the same thing for the Small Business Administration, but I guess if you've got money and connections, that's how you get a job.
Absolutely. In fact, quite frankly, all during the Bush years, the person who headed the SBA was actually a fundraiser. So Karen Mills will probably be the same kind of a person. She actually won't run the Small Business Administration. She'll be a figurehead. And she'll be out giving speeches every day. And the main thing they do is they send the heads of federal agencies out to fundraisers for Democratic members of Congress. So Karen Mills is going to be out all over the country attending fundraisers for Democratic members of Congress and, you know, giving speeches. But she's not going to be there, you know, running the agency. You know, she can't. She has, you know, I'm sure she's a nice person. She's got a nice family, I'm sure. But she knows nothing about small businesses. She's never started a small business. She's never worked in a small business. She knows nothing about it. And I saw something the other day. As soon as I read this, I thought, I got to call J. Marvin. It's a story in Inc. magazine about a report that came out 2 years ago almost. And it turns out that the U.S. Census Bureau did some analysis of the most recent Census Bureau data. And here's what it says. Business with fewer than 20 employees account for 90% of all U.S. firms and are responsible for more than 97% of all new jobs. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I knew that that was something like that, but I was so thrilled to have it in writing from the Census Bureau. So think about this. Companies with less than 20 employees account for 90% of all U.S. companies, and they're responsible for the creation of 97% of new jobs.
11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, Lloyd Chapman, president and founder of the American Small Business League. Yeah, I knew it was something like that, too, and that's why I think that the best stimulus is to have it in local communities with small businesses and also with consumers, and that, to me, is the best way to jumpstart the economy.
Well, you know, it's pretty logical, you know. when companies like this create 97% of new jobs, and when President Obama says he's going to try to create jobs, does it make sense to anybody out there that he would completely ignore the companies that create 97% of new jobs, completely ignore them? There's nothing in the stimulus bill that's going to help anybody out there that has a company with 20 employees or less. In fact, quite frankly, you know, my constant battle here, you know, we have an economic stimulus plan right now. It's called the Small Business Act. And it says that a minimum of 23% of the total value of all government contracts should go to small businesses. Well, now that we have these U.S. Census Bureau statistics that show that, you know, 97% of all new jobs come from those companies, that certainly makes sense, you know, for the government to do that. And yet Barack Obama has not followed through on a campaign promise he made about a year ago when he said it's time to end the inversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. So this doesn't make sense. It's not logical. You know, if, quite frankly, a better stimulus bill would focus every dime on these companies. So if you're trying to create jobs here in America and boost our economy, you need to focus it on the companies that create the jobs. And they're, you know, completely ignoring these companies. And to tell you the truth, I've talked to a lot of people. I watch CNN, you know, constantly. And it's not going to do anything to give the average American a $500 tax credit. It's just going to – no one's going to go out and buy a new car.
No, they're going to pay – no, they're going to pay debts.
Yeah, it's going to do nothing. So we're going to increase the national debt for nothing. And here's something that they could do. In fact, quite frankly, here's a line that I've been pushing. Here's one sentence, Jay, in the bailout bill that will redirect $100 billion a year in current federal infrastructure spending to these companies that create 97% of the new jobs. And here's the line. The federal government and prime contractors can no longer report awards to publicly traded companies as small business awards. It's free. It's easy. No additional taxpayer funds will be expended. The network to accomplish this already exists with the SBA, the small business liaisons and federal agencies, the small business liaisons and prime contractors. It's free and it's easy, and yet they're ignoring it, and they're going to spend $1 trillion doing something that won't work and increase our national debt. It's driving me crazy.
Well, it seems like everybody's got something negative to say about the stimulus package. I mean, it seems like people are really upset about it, and I've always believed that – And I said this early on, that under President Obama, that everybody's going to get something that they're not going to be happy about. Yet now you're starting to see people who are really disappointed or upset with what's going on. Paul Krugman has a column out this morning in the New York Times, The Destructive Center. Where he's saying that he's basically suggesting that Barack Obama should blow off, you know, the Republican Party and stop trying to appease them. Have you brought up any of this to your local representative? I'm sure you have.
You know, I talked to her the other day, and you know, Barbara Boxer, our senator here, I wrote a piece of legislation. I was actually in Durango at, I think, the Red Roof Inn, whatever, about 2 years ago, and I wrote this piece of legislation, and I gave it to her staff, and they put it, you know, in the format of a bill, and it's called the Small Business Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act. And it simply says, you know, that the government can't report awards to publicly traded companies anymore as small business awards, since the Small Business Act, you know, clearly says that publicly traded companies aren't small businesses. And it's been sitting in her office for 2 years. I shouldn't say 2 years, maybe 18 months. So here's a little simplistic, probably the simplest piece of legislation that's ever been written that's foolproof, guaranteed to create jobs. It's free, and I can't get it off the ground.
Have you asked them what's happening with it?
Well, you know, yes, I've talked to them off and on, and they say that they want more small business groups to get behind it. But see, my big problem is I don't think there are any small business groups out there. When you look at groups that supposedly represent small businesses, they're funded by Fortune 500 corporations. So if you go out and, you know, Google, you know, small business and look at some of these groups, like the U.S. Chamber.
Yeah, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I was just going to bring them up.
Yeah, they're funded by Fortune 500 corporations. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is actually anti-small business. I believe, did they come out the last week and they're against the Buy American aspect of the stimulus package?
Yes.
So the U.S. Chamber is nothing more than a lobby for Fortune 500 corporations. So as far as I can tell, in fact, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't be doing this. If there were some group out there in America that was representing small businesses, I would have never had to start the American Small Business League. But I started the American Small Business League because I found a problem that companies in England and Holland and France were getting small business contracts. And I called everybody, and nobody was doing anything about it. So, I had to start my own group here. But it just doesn't make sense. So, again, the census growth statistics are irrefutable. And I actually saw Carly Farina and Laura Tyson on, Wolf Blitzer about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And, Tyson was Clinton's chief economic advisor. Carly Farina, the former president of Hewlett-Packard, was John McCain's chief economic advisor. They said the quickest way to stimulate the economy is to direct federal infrastructure funds to small businesses. Well, duh, there's a federal law that's been in place since 1953 that says that should be happening. But as you and I have discussed for, over, 2 years now, most of that money that's supposed to go to small businesses has been diverted to Fortune 500 corporations, and the government's done nothing about it. So I exposed that 7 years ago. It's been on every major television network in the country, every major newspaper in the country. We do 300 radio shows a year about it, and yet not one member of Congress has proposed any legislation to stop it. Today, $400 million in contracts that are supposed to go to these companies that create 97% of new jobs are going to be diverted to Fortune 500 corporations. And, President Obama has gone on national television. I've watched him a million times and says, we're going to have to take dramatic action. And it's, isn't it time that we stop diverting small business contracts to the companies that create jobs, to companies in England, Holland, France? Wouldn't that be, some basic thing? But he's got no plan for that. In fact, you and I talked about this a few months ago. February 22nd of 2008, we're coming up on his one-year anniversary. He came out with a real flowery statement about how important small businesses were to our nation's economy, and he said it's time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. Jay, he changed his website to make it look like he never said it. You can go to his website and see it. He took out that phrase, it's time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. I was on his small business advisory committee for 3 months. And I talked to, some of the top small business people in the country. Most of them were on the transition team at the SBA. And I think Karen Mills might have been on those conference calls. And that committee put together a proposal to adopt this legislation that I wrote that would stop, the government from giving small business contracts to Fortune 500 corporations. And Jay dropped it 3 weeks before the election. So a lot of people will say, Lloyd, give him more chance. He's just been president a few days. He said 2 years to come up with a policy to do this. It was a year ago, next week that he said he would stop it. So I think he's had enough time. But it's just very disappointing, and it doesn't make sense. And, it's inconsistent with who people think Barack Obama is. So, my wife loves Barack Obama. My best friend just loves Barack Obama.
You know what? I do, too.
Okay. Well, you know what? Somebody needs to ask him. If he's the kind of guy that you and a lot of people think he is, why would he allow Fortune 500 corporations to take federal contracts that are supposed to go to small businesses when these companies create 97? Someone explain to me. They can shut me up. Somebody from the Obama administration, just call me up and explain to me why, when these companies are creating 97% of the new jobs and there's a federal law that says 23% of government contracts should go to these companies, top economic experts agree directing federal infrastructure funds to these companies is the best way to stimulate the economy. Someone just explain to me why we're not doing that logically, and I'll shut up.
Yeah, I hear you. I do. It's very, very frustrating. All right, if people want to find out more information, go to ASBL.com, and Lloyd also blogs for Huffington Post. I'm impressed that you're on Huffington Post. I've tried to hit them up a couple of times to do something on the media, but they've never answered me.
I wrote a piece about Obama dropping the windfall profits tax, and it got I think the most comments, I think, that they'd ever received on any article. That was back about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. So,
Well, good. If you got an in, tell them I got something.
I'll put in a good word for you.
And I'll try to put in a good word for you with the Obama administration. I'll probably get the same answer that you got, which is who?
We need to get some answer. Oh, I'll tell you what, they know who I am. I've been putting a press release out every single day on this for the last month, so they know who I am. I've talked to their people, and, you know, I've put out a number of press releases criticizing Karen Mills' appointment head of the SBA. So, in fact, I've met Obama talking about this back when he was running for president, so they know who I am. I've been on...
Let me ask this before we run out of time. We are out of time, but I got to ask this. When you ask him about this, when you talk to him about this, what did he say to you?
He just sat there and listened, you know, and nodded his head, and, you know, he didn't say much. I just talked to him very briefly, maybe just like about a minute or so at an event. I think at that point in time, he didn't really know that much about it, quite frankly. But he knows about it now. In fact, I went on CNN and criticized his small business rescue plan for not mentioning this. There was no response from them. So I've been on Fox talking about it, CNN several times. And no response from them, and I think that's because they don't have an answer. So, you know, I'd love for someone from the mainstream media to just simply ask Barack Obama this one question. How much longer will you allow Fortune 500 corporations to hijack federal small business contracts? Love to have someone ask him that today in the press conference.
Well, we're carrying it tonight. I don't know if it'll come up. Maybe it'll luck out and somebody will ask it. Hey, Lloyd, it's good to have you on, and let's keep track of all of these things. And you know you're always welcome here.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay. I appreciate it.
All right. Lloyd Chapman of the Small Business, president and founder of the American Small Business League. And, boy, it seems like a lot of people are not very happy with the stimulus package. And Paul Krugman has an interesting column this morning in the New York Times, and I'll read you part of it coming up. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And here's John Turk with traffic.
We're already seeing some of the clearing on the highway systems around Denver, Jay. Southbound 25, though, still full up in North Glen from 104th down to 84th. Speeds are starting to improve, though. It is going to be stop and go once you get past that little I-70 curve there. Still no highway accidents this morning. We've gone 2.5 hours that I've been on the job without a crash on the highways. Just one earlier one near Colfax and Federal, but really a pretty quiet morning out there for you. Your forecast, morning fog, 10% chance for snow, windy to...
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up 5 big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.com.
Play their cards out on the table. They're not going to play any games. They're not going to fool with you. They're not going to jerk you around. They're going to tell you how it is, and they will pay attention to you, which you go to a lot of car stores, and you don't have that happen. And that's the difference between locally owned and big corporations. Rocky's Autos, locally owned, open tonight until 8, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and as I said, they've been around since 1982. Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
I love you.
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 However you say it, make sure you're heard. This Valentine's Day, Zales can help you say I love you like never before. With diamond gifts starting at the incredible price of just $99. Delight your love with a piece of jewelry that sparkles as much as she does. And discover for yourself the amazing values that Zales offers. Love rocks at Zales, America's diamond store since 1924.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges right out of the box without IT expertise at a price that any business can afford. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances. That's 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
Our buttons ought to be busting this morning. So many good things have been happening.
Ed Schultz.
You know, there are some positive things that are happening out there. We just have to look a little harder sometimes.
I don't care if the Republicans don't come on board.
And now we're on the verge of saying we don't care if they don't come on board. Do you know what this means?
Yes, you know what it means.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Bingo!
Mornings 10 to 1.
We smile it. We style it. We profile it.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And we run this country any way we want.
Twenty-nine minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and I wish I had time to read this Paul Krugman thing. If you haven't seen this, you can go to the New York Times, and you can look at Paul Krugman, his column, and if I have time later on in the morning, I'll read it, but it's a pretty powerful, indictment of the Obama approach to governing. And now people are starting to get unhappy with Barack Obama, and I still love him, but it makes me feel like, well, what's the difference? You know? I mean, I'm running out of confidence. But maybe that's not the right thing to say. Maybe running out of confidence is not the right way to put it. Maybe the right way to put it is I disagree with his tactics. And I'm getting to the point now where, you know something? I don't give a damn what the Republicans think. And I think bipartisanship in this country is impossible. Even with the grave problems we face, I think it's impossible. I really do. We might agree over Bob Dylan. We might agree over Bruce Springsteen. We might agree over widespread panic. We might agree about those things. But when it comes to public policy, we ain't going to agree. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Employee Free Choice Act. This is something you need to know about. This is very, very important, so stick around. 8:30, 30 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin and John Turk with traffic.
Jay, got a high wind advisory in effect along I-25 between Monument and the New Mexico state line. It's going to be a windy day, even along the foothills, C-470 going to be a rough ride, as well as 93 between Golden and Boulder. So do use two hands this morning. The highway systems around Denver and Boulder are starting to clear, though. Pretty quick commute this morning. Right now, no accidents out there in your way. Really, we've had no highway accidents at all this morning. Just one crash on the surface streets. We are looking at stop-and-go traffic, however, in those usual spots, southbound 225 from Parker Road to 25, and on 25 heading southbound around I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Your forecast, patchy fog, partly cloudy, small chance for flurries. Our high should be around 53 degrees. Like I said, going to be breezy too, strong gusts up around the foothills, 40 miles an hour. Your current downtown temperature is 41 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and King Soopers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine's Day bouquet.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Top story. A toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The federal government has just raised the allowable loan limits on federally insured FHA 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, with fixed rates starting as low as 5%. Homeowners are urged to call now and take advantage of these FHA government-insured loans. Call now. 1-800-400-1389. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable-rate or high-interest-rate mortgages with less-than-perfect credit. These programs are only available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-400-1389. That's 1-800-400-1389. 1-800-400-1389.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269.
720-981-4269. Good morning, 836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Slight chance of snow. High today, 52, and it's windy out there. All right, we're going to talk about something that affects all of us. It's the Employed Free Choice Act. And here's Carla Walter from the Center for American Progress. Carla is a policy analyst with the American Worker Project at the American the Center for American Progress. Carla focuses on primarily on improving the economic security of American workers by increasing workers' wages and progress. And Carla, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, for those people who don't know, explain the Employed or Employed Free Choice Act.
Well, right now what we're seeing is that Americans want to join unions, but they can't. In recent polls, nearly 3 in 5 Americans have said that if they could join a union, they would. But right now in the private sector, only about actually less than 8% of workers are employed by or are union members or covered by unions. And the real reason for this occurring is that the current system by which workers can join unions is broken. Right now, it's very easy for employers to target union campaigns with union busting campaigns. In fact, the union busting industry is a huge industry. Harass workers. What we see is when workers are illegally fired, there's few penalties for those employers. In fact, there's no penalties for those employers. They simply have to pay back workers' wages if they're found to do so. So this is a huge issue. There are huge barriers. Barriers towards unionization. And what the Employee Free Choice Act would do would be to allow employees to join unions through a simple majority sign-up. It would increase penalties on employers, and it would also require companies to come to the table with good faith when once unions have union or workers have decided they want to join a union, come to the negotiating table with good faith to come to a first contract. Right now, bad faith bargaining inhibits first contracts from being negotiated, even once voters have decided that they do want a union. And what we see is that less than 40% of workers who have decided that they do indeed want a union in their workplace, less than 40% are able to get a contract within that first year.
Boy, their arguments, big businesses' arguments against this, too, are really, really lame. Like, is this democracy where people can vote in secret and check off to become, you know, union members? Well, wait a minute. Yeah, it's democracy. What do you mean it's not democracy?
Well, and that's a great point. What we see is that these union busting campaigns, they're able to predict that, you know, by the time an election rolls around, after supervisor one-on-one meetings, after pulling workers aside and essentially making them answer the question, do you support the worker, employers are able to predict with near 100% accuracy how workers are going to vote one by one. So by allowing a majority sign-up, you're really restoring democracy because you're allowing workers to decide to sign a card to support the union in within the privacy of not having their employers looking over their shoulder and checking on what they're going to do. And unions are really a great tool for promoting democracy. It gives workers a voice on the job. And from some of the most key aspects that we hold dear as part of our American democracy, like Social Security, were passed with huge support by unions. And we see that unions, workers are actually vote with more regularity than non-union workers. So I think that whole argument about socialism is just a red herring. What we see is that unions are great for democracy.
8:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and we've got Carla Walter. She's the policy analyst with the Center for American Progress. Sorry about that. And we're talking about the Employee Free Choice Act. Yeah, it seems like to me, with all these cries of socialism, it seems like to me in 2009, we're back like in 1955 and the McCarthy years, where everything that you try to do that benefits anybody who works for a living is suddenly socialism.
No, and what this is really about is businesses not wanting to give up their power. You know, everybody's hearing about, and before the economic problems, we were hearing about corporate profits soaring and CEO pay. I mean, even today with the economic crisis, we're hearing all these scandals about how high CEO pay is. And even before the crisis, workers' wages weren't increasing. Workers' wages were flat. So we had this situation where, you know, CEOs were getting paid the big bucks and workers were saying, wait, where's my piece of the pie? I'm working longer hours. I'm being more productive. Why am I not seeing any sort of benefit for this? So this is about allowing workers to unionize, allowing them to see a benefit from their hard work, allowing them to get the wages they deserve. And, you know, big business is lining up behind this because they're afraid. Recently, Lee Scott said, we like driving, and we're not going to give up the steering wheel to anybody but us about the Employee Free Choice Act. So that's what this is about. It's about control and about giving workers some control over their own working conditions, over their own wages, and giving them a voice on the job.
You know, Colorado's an at-will state. I would love to know, because I wasn't here when this happened, but I would love to know who voted for that, or what legislature passed that, or who introduced it, or why the public here in Colorado would stand for that idea of an at-will state where you can just be blown out and it doesn't make any difference and you don't have any rights. Who would go for that?
No, and I think that this is really an exciting time for America and for workers, because of course we're in a time of huge crisis, but you know, as the saying goes, sometimes you got to have a breakdown in order to have a breakthrough. And I think at least at the federal level, we're seeing that we're at an opportunity to have a breakthrough when it comes to workers' rights.
But I bet you if I went around this building and said, hey, want to unionize? I bet you 90% of the people here would say no.
Really?
Yeah. And then, and I probably get fired.
Well, I think what we're seeing, though, is, like I said, 3 in 5 Americans say they would join a union if they could. I think that there is an overwhelming understanding in the U.S. now that we're not getting a fair shake, that we're not necessarily seeing our paychecks climb in the way they should be. You know, union workers get consistently paid higher wages when compared to workers of similar work and similar attributes. They're more likely to get covered by health insurance. They're more likely to receive employer pensions. So it's really, I think that there is a growing understanding that this is a value.
Well, I have worked in a union situation. I mean, I'm an honorable member of AFTRA.
Great.
Honorary withdrawal. And, yeah, I mean, there's all of this misinformation out there about unions and all this propaganda generated from the business sector of society, where belonging to a union was, I mean, it was great. And unions are flexible. I mean, we did get things enacted at the local in Chicago, such as mental health care and other things. I mean, it's only going to be as good as you're willing to participate in, and that goes for anything, basically, in society. If you're not going to participate in it, then it's not going to be what you want it to be. But if you want it to be something, you're going to have to participate in it. And, boy, you hear those arguments about coercion. We had a deal here. Let me tell you something. We had a deal here that was a union amendment.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember which one it was, 47 or 46. Anyway, they ran an ad. The Independence Institute is what it's called. Mm-hmm. They ran an ad with Rosa the laundry worker, saying that she had been harassed by union thugs. So I called up the organization that ran the ad, and I said, gee, you know, I'd like to talk to Rosa the laundry worker. Well, she's not taking any calls because she's intimidated. I said, well, does she live in Colorado? We can't give out that information. Well, you know what it was. Some woman dressed up as a laundry worker.
Yeah.
Rosa doesn't even live here. And they run these deceptive campaigns. And it's like, okay, why doesn't the public call them on it? Well, one of the reasons they don't call them on it is because the newspapers aren't going to call them on it, because the newspapers are not in favor of unions either.
No, and we've seen a lot of misinformation about union harassment. And what we find is that, yeah, intimidation exists. But the intimidation that exists is by employers rather than unions. Every 18 minutes, a worker is fired or discriminated against by their employer in support of a union. And that's just when the National Labor Relations Board, the board in charge of policing this effort, fines them for that. So this is a huge problem that employers are the ones who are discriminating and harassing their workers. And that's the side of the story that you're not hearing quite so much, but it's important to hear. On the other hand, when we talk about employers who are accepting of unions, we see that this can be a real strategy of how do we remain competitive while investing in our employers, and there's a definite ability to do so. I mean, you can just compare Costco to Sam's Club. Costco is a partially organized union, a partially unionized organization, and what they've actually been able to do is they have 40% higher profits per employee than Sam's Club. So there's a strategy to bringing in unions, accepting unions, and saying, now that we have these workers that are more motivated, that feel rewarded for the work they do, now we can actually compete on a strategy of investing in our employees.
8:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Carla Walter with us. She's from the Center for American Progress. We're talking about the Employee Free Choice Act. Yet it amazes me. And you know what? You have the statistics there, so maybe I'm way off the radar and can base it only on the people who call me at times.
Sure.
But it amazes me that people would vote against their own self-interest. I'm just amazed at that.
That people would vote when they're unionizing against their own self-interest?
No, that they think an at-will state is fine. They think that everything is fine, and it just amazes me that they feel that way. I mean, I think what we need in this country is more unions, not less. And I would come down on the side of militant union organizing. But, you know, the other side of that is, too, in this day and age with the economy, who's going to step forward and risk getting blown out of their job when there are a few when there are not many jobs to go to?
Well, and I think that's why the Employee Free Choice Act is so powerful, because it does give employees a way to sign up for a union and sign up without feeling like their employer knows exactly what they're doing. In the way the current system works, when you petition to ask for a union election, the employer gets a whole list of everybody who petitioned to ask for an election. So then, between the day of receiving that petition and the election day, which, you know, can drag on for a very long time because of employer delays, they can set up a process where they can target those workers and convince those workers that if they do vote for the union, it will have bad implications for them and the potential for that business to survive. So, you know, you see so many aggressive anti-union employers out there who are able to then, you know, when we see these low rates of unionization and declining unionization throughout the U.S., we can say, well, this is probably why.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right about that. Now, when does this come up for a vote?
Well, I think that it'll be after the stimulus is passed, and the Senate is going in today to vote on the stimulus, and of course that needs to take priority. But what we're seeing is what we're hearing from Democratic leadership is that this will maybe a priority and come right after the stimulus.
So with the Democratic control other than the Senate, where it's just, you know, very marginal, the Republicans have a very marginal, you know, they have a way to filibuster. This looks like with a Democratic House, this looks like it has a good chance to pass.
Yeah, it does. And what we've also seen is we now have a president who supports unions and has made all signals that he's willing to sign it.
Yeah, he's made some union friendly appointments here lately too.
Yes, yeah. We believe that Hilda Solis would be a great leader for the Department of Labor. She's the daughter of immigrants. She understands what it means to be a working class American, and she's prioritized issues that are really important to American workers when she comes in. She's been a supporter of the Employee Free Choice Act. She's talking a lot about ensuring our retirement security, ensuring that workplaces are safe and secure, and really looking at how do we invest in jobs that create a sustainable, a green economy. So she's an exciting appointment.
All right. Well, everybody needs to get on the horn and bug their legislators, congressmen and senators, about the Employee Free Choice Act. And thank you, Carla, for being on the program. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. You got it. Here's Carla Walker. She's a policy analyst with the Center. Well, I did say Walter. Carla Walter, who is with the Center for American Progress. And she's a policy analyst with the American Worker Project at the American Progress Center. I believe in unionization for sure. But as I said before, one of the problems on that deal is that most people won't stick their neck outs for that now, especially with the way the economy is. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mike Kaufman may find himself in a little bit of trouble. We'll talk about that after 9 o'clock. Right now, here's John Turk with the traffic.
Jay, thanks. We do have our first highway crash of the morning. It's coming late this morning. Southbound 225 after Yosemite. It has been moved to the right-hand shoulder, but really seeing some heavy jams, single-digit speeds, all the way back past Parker Road. It's going to be between Iliff and Parker there. there. Also got a hit-and-run accident investigation going on at 8th and Downing there in Capitol Hill. So that's a pretty busy intersection as well. Normal jams coming southbound on 25, but they are loosening up for you. Seeing speeds in the 30s and 40s between 70 and Spear. Northbound side going to be a little sluggish for you between Lincoln and 6th Avenue. Also checking a high wind advisory on I-25 between Monument and the New Mexico state line. We do expect some strong gusts today, even up on the foothills. And in the high country, look out for icy and snow-packed spots. God, that's a tongue twister. I-70 between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, morning fog, 10% chance for snow. Going to be windy this afternoon with highs pushing into the lower 50s. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today's Valentine's tip by 1-800-Flowers.com. Is your true love exotic and adventurous like an orchid, or is she...
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Dazzle your date with symphony tickets for Valentine's Day. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Awakening Your Heart, a romantic evening on February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Enjoy a trio of romantic delights as the symphony plays Bach's Air from Suite No. 3, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wild flowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
24 hours, 303-430-SAVE.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621.
Well, I want to learn French so bad. Maybe I should call them. I wish I could find a place around here that gives French lessons. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Good morning. Slight chance of snow. High today, 52. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
Hey, listen, I just had a question. I came in on the end of that last interview with the woman about the Employee Free Choice Act. I thought that the Employee Free Choice Act took away the secret ballot to vote for a union and therefore was considered to be an anti-union initiative. I'm a strong union member and have been working in the Electricians Union and DCTA now for my whole professional life, and I had heard it was a negative thing. Am I misunderstanding something?
Well, what it would do is it would allow you or anybody else to vote in secret so that your employer couldn't find out who voted which way. So, yes, the act itself is pro-union, but the people who are trying to distort spread misinformation about it is corporate America that doesn't want to see it come down.
Okay, then I was mistaken, because I thought it actually was being what was sort of pushed by corporate America because they did not want the secret ballot for union votes.
Well, they don't. They don't want a secret ballot, and that's one of the reasons they're trying to stop it.
Right. Okay. I had it reversed in my own mind then. Thank you for the clarification.
Sure, Paul. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next hour, the Colorado Independent Ethics Commission denied a motion by Representative Mike Kaufman to dismiss the case pending against him with Colorado Ethics Watch, and we're going to talk to them coming up.
About the economic stimulus package get answered tonight at 6.
Now's the time to move forward, not back.
President Obama's first press conference since taking office. Live coverage on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
On the national front, National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of the last surviving United States minted Morgan silver dollars. We'll give you the number for free information and a free DVD in a moment. But first, they've been called the most sought-after coins in America. American history, coins with a fiery past. More than 300 million Morgan silver dollars were melted down by the government during both world wars, and millions more were melted by silver profiteers in the 70s and 80s. Now, the National Collector's Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of original United States minted Morgan silver dollars, all in brilliant, uncirculated to fine condition. These Morgan silver dollars are hefty, rich with historical value, and packed with more than 3/4 of an ounce of gleaming silver, available now on a first-come, first-served basis. Free information and a free DVD are available to the public by calling 1-800-600-8119. Please dial carefully 1-800-600-8119. 1-800-600-8119.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan.
Captain Cool himself, Chesley Sullenberger. Sully.
New York City's mayor has just given the keys to the city to the crew of U.S. Airways Flight 1549.
Thank you for saving so many lives. Thank you for sparing our city and so many families from an awful tragedy.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg at City Hall. Hero pilot Sully Sullenberger told the CBS Early Show today his decades of training were a series of deposits. And January 15th, the day the plane ended up in the Hudson River, was withdrawal day. It's looking like an economic stimulus package will pass in the Senate tomorrow. President Obama tries to rally more support in Elkhart, Indiana, a place hit hard by the deepening recession. Elkhart Mayor Dick Moore says the jobless rate there is about double the national average.
It's put us in a pretty tough spot, but we're going to be okay if we can get this stimulus money back here. We're ready to put it to work. We're ready to stand accountable for it.
Tonight, Mr. Obama holds his first news conference as president. Overseas, it's being called Australia's worst natural disaster in a century. Devastating wildfires in the southeastern part of the country. The flames have killed about 170 people and have destroyed entire towns. Survivors are staggered by the losses.
All their best friends are dead. Their kids are dead. I played golf with a 12-year-old kid on Saturday and not here anymore. It's devastating.
Iraqi security officials say four Iraqi prisoners have been transferred from the Guantanamo Bay prison into Iraqi custody. The men were originally arrested in Afghanistan. In this tough economy, sales at McDonald's are booming. At Starbucks, they're sagging. So the coffee chain, trying to turn things around, is going to offer a kind of morning value meal, says KIRO Radio's business editor, Jason Brooks.
They've been getting absolutely killed in sales. A lot of that coming from McDonald's selling cheaper premium coffee. So Starbucks wants to put out basically a $4 menu. You come into Starbucks, and for $4, you'll get a drink and either a breakfast sandwich or a muffin or something like that.
A new singing duo is a hit at the Grammys.
He is best known as a member of the legendary rock band Led Zeppelin. She is best known as a bluegrass star. On Grammy night, their unlikely collaboration was the big winner.
Alison Krauss and Robert Plant.
Alison Krauss and Robert Plant won 5 Grammys, including Record of the Year for Please Read the Letter. Other winners included Coldplay for Song of the Year, Carrie Underwood, and the late George Carlin for Best Comedy Album. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
L.A. police are still investigating the incident that kept singer Chris Brown from his Grammy performance. A woman called 911 accusing him of hurting her. Longtime girlfriend, pop superstar Rihanna, was a no-show also. Right now, the Dow is up 22, NASDAQ ahead 4. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Jim McCann. This Valentine's, give her something to talk about.
Now through Thursday, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering 18 long-stem multicolored roses, plus a beautiful Valentine vase and a box of gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Just click on the radio icon to get this offer. Surprise her at work or home with flowers that will last all week, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Valentine's is coming up, so call or visit 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Pick the best. We always do.
Thanks for seeing us, Doctor.
Danny's warm. Let's get a temperature.
I want the Star Wars thermometer.
Absolutely, Danny.
What kind of thermometer is that?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is what he means. Just a gentle scan across the forehead gives a fast, accurate reading. We're using it on all our patients now. It's good for the whole family. No more ears or rears.
Wowee, Mom, can we get one, too? I can't wait to take everyone's temperature.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner, a better thermometer. Home model available at Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, Sam's Club, Babies R Us, and Toys R Us.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. An Aurora High School girl is still waiting to hear whether she'll be expelled for bringing a fake rifle to school. Marie Morrow had the replica in her SUV parked at Cherokee Trail High School. She was planning to use it as part of a young Marines drill after school. Instead, the prop triggered her suspension. Cherry Creek Schools District spokeswoman Tustin Amol.
We're talking about a high school. We're talking about a time when we have seen many great tragedies occur at high schools. So when someone brings something like that on school grounds, it creates anxiety and concern for everyone.
It's up to the district's superintendent to decide whether the girl will be expelled. Gas prices are rising again, $1.92 a gallon nationwide, although in Denver the average price is $1.78. Prices are higher in Colorado's high country, and two state lawmakers want to know why. Senator Dan Gibbs and Representative Christine Scanlon will host a town hall meeting in Dillon tonight.
Do you have to charge 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 cents more a gallon?
Scanlon hopes to hear from station owners who sometimes charge as much as $2 more per gallon. A 21-year-old man hospitalized in Colorado Springs following a crash after his dog jumped into his lap while he was driving. James McLaughlin was in his car late Friday. The dog jumped on him and he drove off a cliff. McLaughlin suffered a fractured kneecap, pelvis, and 3 vertebrae. And a $2,000 reward being offered for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of people who vandalized the chapel at Red Rocks. The chapel's Kathleen DeFulvio says she first noticed the vandalism on Saturday morning.
I came up the stairs from my office to unlock my front doors and turned around and saw the damage. It literally brought me to my knees.
DeFulvio tells 9 News rocks were thrown through the windows, damaging the 80-year-old church pews. Sports, three Broncos play in the Pro Bowl in Honolulu. Brandon Marshall, Casey Wigman, and Jay Cutler. But the NFC wins the game 30-21. And the San Diego Union-Tribune reporting today that Tiger Woods' wife has given birth to the couple's first son. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An accident on the right side of southbound 2 1/4 after Yosemite, really slowing things up after Parker Road. No problems as you're heading north through that stretch. The rest of the freeways are getting back to normal fairly quickly. Volume is breaking up fast. Watch for this one should be cleaned up shortly. 8th and Downing. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and King Soopers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine's Day bouquet. Treat her to delicious chocolates, adorable stuffed toys, balloons, fresh cupcakes, and more. Happy Valentine's Day from King Soopers.
Our buttons ought to be busting this morning. So many good things have been happening.
Ed Schultz.
You know, there are some positive things that are happening out there. We just have to look a little harder sometimes.
I don't care if the Republicans don't come on board.
And now we're on the verge of saying we don't care if they don't come on board. Do you know what this means?
Yes, you know what it means.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Bingo!
Mornings 10 to 1.
We smiling. We styling. We profiling.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Well, we run this country any way we want.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, a tough enough 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good Marvin. Good Marvin. Good morning, Jay Marvin with you. Slight chance of snow, high today 52. Good Marvin. Well, you know what? I knew this guy. I didn't know him, but I used to listen to him when I was a kid. His name was Robert W. Morgan, so he would say, Good Morgan. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should say, Good Marvin, instead of Good Morgan. Maybe I should just shut my mouth while I'm ahead. Maybe that's what I ought to do. Okay. If I get a chance, I want to read part of this op-ed piece by Paul Krugman, but it may be redundancy because you may have already gone and looked at it yourself. If you haven't looked at it yourself, you ought to do so. And you ought to read it. And I think we should just start a huge debate probably tomorrow, probably take an hour out tomorrow and talk about this. Of course, now that I say this, something else will come up tomorrow and I won't get to it. But we should take an hour out to debate this tactic about is Obama right with his reaching out to all sides and forging a centrist policy, or is he better off not doing that? And is he better off sticking to his guns and saying, look, this is what I want done. We need to get it done. Don't take something and gut it, hoping that either it'll fail or that you're putting your constituency, which is special interest, big money, in front of what's right for the American people. Maybe, you know, maybe we should be asking him, and maybe we should be asking ourselves this problem. Plus, I'd also like to ask, and I'm not asking it now, so don't call now, because I'm just kind of setting this up to kind of ask it tomorrow. How many of you out there are getting soured on him after only 2 weeks? Because there's a tremendous amount of criticism coming forward. Now, Paul Krugman is not what I would consider to be extremely, I consider him to be center left, but not radical left. And even he's talking about it in the New York Times. Even he's into it in the New York Times. So maybe we should talk about that tomorrow. I don't know, John. Do you think I'm wrong about this? Does it seem like people are getting sour about Obama?
Well, I said it last Friday, didn't I? I'm the one who brought it up here first.
Yeah, you did.
I said you guys are attacking your own. Just give them some time. It's a problem on the left.
Okay, so you think people like Krugman, Sirota, and
No, I think we need to stay fast and stay on his tail, but not. I mean, gosh. It's just
like... Okay. Do you think they're being unreasonable?
I don't think they're being unreasonable. Well, maybe.
You know what? You know what? Sirota's sitting home in his cocoon. You ought to call him up and make him get on here and defend himself.
He did on Friday. He did a good job of that on Friday.
Well, I want him to defend himself right now, David. I know you have us on, David. I know you have us on, David. He'll ignore us. He always does. Just ignore us. He'll just tell us, well, I'll be in Friday at about 8 o'clock. And then it turns out he comes in about 8:45. As a matter of fact, I don't think we have him this Friday. Because I think he's going out of town for some reason or another. So we should get him on the air sometime this week, considering today's only Monday. We should get him on the air sometime this week to defend himself. All right, we're going to talk to Luis Toro, senior counsel at Colorado Ethics Watch. He's in for Chantel Taylor, who is out today with something else going on. And Luis, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, let's talk about this. The Colorado Independent Ethics Commission denied a motion by Representative Mike Kaufman to dismiss a case pending against him in which Colorado Ethics Watch, which is your organization, alleges that Kaufman committed official misconduct and ethics violations when he was Colorado Secretary of State. Now, what is it exactly that he did?
Well, we filed this case a year ago. In fact, I think the first anniversary is going to be this week, and it's about when he was the Secretary of State. There were two events that both involved conflicts of interest in his office that we filed a complaint about. The first one is that he had his elections technology director, Dan Kopelman, was running a side business called Political Live Wires. It was a Republican political consulting business while he was employed by the state of Colorado as its elections technology director. So that's a conflict of interest. It's against state personnel rules. And the state auditor looked into it, and the report doesn't name names as far as who the employee was, but she did say in the report Secretary Kaufman was aware of at least two employees in his office who were running side businesses that were in violation of personnel rules. So,
and he did nothing about it.
Correct. And he would say, well, once the auditor blew the whistle or once the whistle was blown, he put in a rule against political activities that actually probably went too far the other way, and he ended up having to back off of it. He was clearly aware. We've got emails where Dan Kopelman was emailing him at his state his state address with information from, it's kind of like a weekly newsletter from his political livewires.com address. So it seems to me it's pretty obvious that Dan Kopelman was one of the people that he knew was going on, had a side business. And the state auditor pointed out in her report correctly that as a head of a department, the Secretary of State's required to enforce personnel rules, and it's actually a violation if he doesn't. So part of our case with the Independent Ethics Commission is to ask them to say this is an ethics issue that they have jurisdiction over and they should censure Kaufman for violating that rule. So that's number one. Number two is that later on that year, this is all in 2007, you remember there was the whole back and forth about certifying electronic voting machines. And,
right, right.
Well, one of the voting machine vendors is a company called Premier that used to be known as Diebold. They changed their name. They were the only company that had all of their voting machines certified the first go-round. They also happened to be the only company that hired as their lobbyist the same company that was that employs the gentleman who ran Representative Kaufman's successful campaign for the United States Congress. And the timing of it was such that he hired that company. Then a little bit later, the Diebold hired them. So at the time he certified the machines, it was a conflict of interest because it was his campaign manager. His campaign manager's lobbying firm was also representing Premier at the same time that Kaufman was making the decision on vote certification. So this is all kind of, from a while back, but the Independent Ethics Commission has been taking a long time to get up to speed, and they've had, frankly, other priorities dealing with the issuing opinions on the gift ban from Amendment 41. So they're finally getting around to hearing our complaint, which was filed a year ago.
Boy, you know something? I used to ask, how can they get away with this? I've stopped asking this because I think they get away with it because other than you guys, nobody else points it out. And the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post, they don't do extensive articles on this kind of stuff.
Well, you know what? They treat it as a he said, she said, and Kaufman has been very successful in going on the attack, you know, and trying to change the subject to being, oh, those horrible people at Ethics Watch, and they're so left-leaning, and, you know, that kind of, try to change the subject. And it actually works on the media, because then they feel like they have to put in, well, Kaufman says it's a biased organization, and then it becomes, you know, as opposed to, is this a true allegation or not?
Yeah, exactly. That's what, you know, you're really right. I mean, that's the way they do treat it, is he said, she said, and they don't really lay down the facts.
Yeah, I mean, we even found, and it was really interesting, we did an open records request last year that we posted it on our website where we found a whole bunch of emails. I mean, Kaufman basically proactively reached out to various media figures in Denver and said, you know, why don't you do a story about, you know, how bad Ethics Watch is? And he also wrote a really scathing and, I thought, rather unprofessional, in my opinion, letter to the editor of the Colorado Statesman that was really just personal attacks on our director.
Well,
and you know, but that's how you deal with it. I mean, that's what, you know, that's, in my view, that's what you do when you don't have a real defense on the merits.
Yeah. You know something? I agree with you, but, you know, if I were working, in one of these media outlets,
mm-hmm.
and somebody tried to lobby me on writing a story like that, what I would do is I would turn around and I would investigate them.
Well, you know, to be completely fair, I don't think the media outlets generally took the bait. You know,
I would still investigate them because I would think to myself, okay, wait a minute, what's the payoff in them trying? What's the payoff in him trying to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're in the media and I'm not. I mean, I kind of wonder if people are all the time sending out. You know, that's why. I mean, what's different about this is that it was coming from the man himself as opposed to the press secretary. You know, I mean, but isn't that what they do though? The officials, press secretaries say, you know, you suggest stories to the media. And
yeah, but if I were to get a story like that,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it smelled fishy to me. The first thing I would do is, because what they send us is usually, it's usually disguised type of stuff.
Right.
Like the Institute for Independent Thinking or something. So then what you do is, you know, you go Google it and find out who's behind it and what the story is.
Right.
Here's a classic example of what I'm talking about. People fail to do this. Saturday, there was a scathing, scathing review of the movie Che. I don't know if you saw that in the Rocky Mountain News or not.
Nope.
Just scathing and scathing about Cuba and scathing about the whole thing. This guy even went to the point of saying that things there were better under Batista,
mm-hmm.
which, if you know anything about the island, better for who?
Yeah.
You know, the people who are moneyed, people who are people of color there were at the lowest, lowest of the lowest. If you lived out there, if you were in the rural area, there was no education, there were no roads, there was nothing. Now, I'm not singing the glories here of the Cuban Revolution, but I certainly will say that there were good sides to it as well as bad sides to it. So anyway, the point is, I see this guy's name, and he's some guy from France, and he's some so-called philosophy guy. He's a philosopher from France. So I go Google him. Well, sure enough, he turns out to be this free market libertarian, basically right-wing philosopher. So he's not capable of giving an objective viewpoint on anything having to do with the left. And so I almost thought to myself, well, I'm going to write the Rocky Mountain News and bust this guy. So to go back to what you're originally saying is, if I'm in the media, and the media should do this, I mean, if somebody comes to you with this kind of a story or a pitch, and doesn't quite seem right, like that article didn't quite seem right, that opinion piece didn't quite seem right, then you should immediately go and find out who sent you the information.
Right. Well, I mean, of course, I mean, here was them printing a letter to the editor from an elected official that was a personal attack. I mean, I thought that was very, very questionable.
Did you guys volley back?
Well, I think it was that I don't think we did. I mean, I have to remember, but it was last year. But I think it was that they did a story about our complaint, and then this was his letter to the editor. So, you know, doing a letter to the editor back for the letter to the editor. I mean, then you're really rolling around in the mud. I mean, that's
yeah, you know what? And two, the other thing is I don't know about you, but I just lack the energy to answer some of these people. Like this guy, the thing is was so way off base and so laughable that I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to spend the time to get into it with this guy, but I think that I think that Kaufman is in a whole different ball game now. If he's found guilty, if he's censured on both of these things,
yes.
What effect does it have on his political career?
Yeah, I guess that'll be up to him and voters and so forth. I mean, the Independent Ethics Commission does have power to issue more stringent sanctions, but probably not in this case, and all we're asking for is a censure. So it's really not so much to affect his career. It's really to send a message to the people in state government that here's what you can and can't do. And that's really the function of the Independent Ethics Commission, is to provide guidance and to penalize violators as a deterrent to others. I mean, all a censure is, it's like it says, it's, you know, saying that, you know, we're the Ethics Commission, we've considered this, and we found that you violated ethics rules, and that, to me, is punishment enough. I mean, there's other kinds of ethics violations that would carry more serious penalties, like if there's a violation of the gift ban, then you have to actually pay back double the amount of the illegal gift. I mean, but we're not dealing with that kind of a case. I mean, there's not a monetary gain element here. So really the idea is to get the Independent Ethics Commission in the business of explaining what ethical standards are that apply to state employees and letting it be known that if you violate them, you know, you could be publicly censured.
9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Luis Toro, senior counsel at Colorado Ethics Watch, who's in for Chantel Taylor. You know what? I just want to bring up this last thing. There also needs to be, the legislature should also introduce a bill for a law that says if you're Secretary of State and you're running for another office, like Congress, you have to recuse yourself from that position, not be able to hold both.
You know, that it's tricky. I mean, I see both sides on that, to be honest, because, I mean, you know, Florida, they didn't have an elected Secretary of State. They had the Secretary of State was appointed by the governor, and we all see how that turned out. So, you know, Colorado's had Secretary of State running elections for a long time, and I guess our view of it is we've covered for this by having a provision in the election code that says you can't make a, quote, corrupt certification or corrupt conduct in any certification under this article. And so we're saying there's a law, we think he violated it, so enforce it. So, you know, our view is there is a law in the books.
But see, to me, it questions his credibility and the credibility of the process.
Right, right. Well, you know, I guess somebody has to run the election. That's the problem.
Well, you take somebody else in his office.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean, there's elected and there's appointed, and different states have tried different things, and I'm not ready to say that our system is the problem. I think it's more that this particular person did something they shouldn't have done.
Well, Mike Kaufman is a problem all the way around. Luis, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. Tell Chantel that we hope to talk to her next time. Not that we didn't enjoy talking. Not that I didn't enjoy talking to you, and you're welcome on the program anytime.
Well, thanks. I appreciated it, and I'll let her know.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
Okay, so take care.
All right, there's Luis Toro, senior counsel for Colorado Ethics Watch, talking about Mr. Kaufman. All right, we'll go to open phones at 303-713-7600, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. And I got three open lines, so don't suck free energy off the radio. Hop on it, and we'll get into whatever it is that you want to cover, anything that we did this morning, or anything that may be on your mind. John Turk has traffic on his mind. John?
Jay, still working this crash southbound 225 around Yosemite. It's sitting on the right-hand shoulder, but still seeing some really heavy delays coming out of Aurora, beginning around Iliff, actually up around Parker Road. Also seeing a lot of traffic heading westbound on 36. No accidents, but you will hit some stop-and-go conditions from McCaslin Boulevard all the way out to Boulder Road. If you're traveling in the high country today, do have some chain restrictions eastbound at Vail Pass, also over Loveland Pass,
and we have some icy and snow-packed spots between Georgetown and Vail on I-70. If you're traveling southbound on 25 between the New Mexico state line and Monument, got some high wind advisory, so that's going to be a pretty gnarly stretch for you this morning on I-25 between Monument and Raton. Your forecast, patchy fog, partly cloudy, small chance for flurries. Our high should be around...
Marty Sheets, owner of Denver-based Heritage Security, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to take my business to the next level, and the CU Executive MBA program gave me the foundation to do that. We're now providing security for major corporations and school systems. The investment I made getting my CU Executive MBA degree has been paid for many times.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Friends will go find out. Plus, you'll come back again. A lot of Rocky's customers are repeat customers. Mary and I have been repeat customers at Rocky's. Now, Rocky's is family-owned and operated. They've been that way since 1982, and that's one of the things that makes them unique from a lot of car stores. They actually live here, and they live in the community in which they do business, which accounts for a lot, and they've been around since 1982, so they have a track record. That's for sure. Rocky's Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Get over there and see them at the incredible location of 63rd and Federal.
Dodd is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.99%.
The following is a special report from Top Dot Mortgage. In today's top story, a toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The federal government has just raised the allowable loan limits on federally insured FHA 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, with fixed rates starting as low as 5%. Homeowners are urged to call now and take advantage of these FHA government-insured loans. Call now, 1-800-400-1389. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable-rate or high-interest-rate mortgages with less-than-perfect credit. These programs are only available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-400-1389. That's 1-800-400-1389. 1-800-400-1389.
The Grammys last night. And John says, you don't like this song, do you?
It's one of my more...
I don't mind.
For the early stuff, it's not as bad as the other stuff.
This is the flip side to I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Right. I don't like I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh, I do, man. I think you should play I Want to Hold Your Hand out of this next break.
I'll do it.
Still, high today, 52, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Boy, the Beatles in America, and that seems like so long ago. It really does. And a lot of you weren't even alive then. Gary in Grand Lake. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. A little bit windy down there, I hear.
Yeah, it is. But it's going to be windy all over.
Yeah. Now, this is really off base, Jay. This is one of these crazy conspiracy theories.
Oh, that's all right. I like crazy conspiracy theories.
All right. It won't be the man of the year, but the man of the decade that Time Magazine will pick in 2010. And, you know, they usually pick somebody that's made a significant change in the world of whatever. Okay, I mean, they
right.
picked, like, Hitler was on there like one time. You know, it's like everybody
sure.
didn't like that.
So was John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. So was a computer. Bernie Madoff, I think, has made a substantial change in the not the top 1% that owns 20% of our economy, but the newly created millionaires that were making money when the market started going from 5,000 up to 14,000, and they got greedier and greedier and then got into their hedge funds, and we know the whole story and how all that developed. But the $50 billion that he scammed these people was put back into the economy. They got their checks. They bought big homes. They bought cars. He bought all kinds of stuff. $50 billion represents 1/16 of the stimulus package.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, in what he did, he wiped out a lot of little people, too, who, you know, had invested $400,000, which was like all the money they had in the world, and sucked it all up. I mean, the guy engaged in criminal behavior, so he didn't do society a favor because, yes, did he hurt some rich people? Well, of course. But did he hurt some people farther down the monetary ladder? Yeah, he hurt them, too. And he ran one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in the history of this country. So
I have no sympathy for the guy.
You know,
I
mean, it blows my mind that he's under house arrest in a penthouse.
Well, I agree with you. He should be in a little 4x4 concrete slab, rusted utility. And with that said, I just wanted to run that past you. Just
well, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that that really works out. And I don't know. He certainly might have stimulated the economy. There might have been others that would have stimulated the economy
well,
or did stimulate the economy.
There's scams going on, too. We're starting to get more and more people are being exposed for similar types of scams that that Madoff did. He was just the biggest fish out.
That's why you got to be careful about who you go to. It's one of the reasons why I talk about presidential brokerage all the time, because they're good people and, you know, you can trust them. But there's a lot of people out there who you can't trust, obviously. And, you know, you're playing with people and you're playing with their money and their lives. And
well, I think after, you know, by this time next year, we're going to know pretty much who these people were, what percentage of them were millionaires. You know, I'm really, you know, I'm sorry that they didn't do their due diligence by knowing that they were giving their money to one hedge fund who then turned around and gave it to Madoff. And I know somebody personally that runs or works for a hedge fund that was doing that. And, you know, he's kind of scared as to what may come his way. And
was he scared he's going to get in trouble with the law?
No, with his reputation as, you know, a person that took money and gave it to another hedge fund. He didn't give it to Madoff. He gave it to another company who then gave it to Madoff. So they
There was a lot of that, too.
Yeah, so he didn't even know that his investors' money was ending up in Madoff's pocket at all until word came down. And like I said, a year from now, we'll find out what percentage of these people really were hurt, like you're saying, the small guy that had $400,000.
Well, there's already stories in the press though about folks like that who.
Oh yeah,
I've
read them. Yeah.
Yeah, who only had $300,000 or $500,000 in there, and you know this stuff that they worked all their lives to get. And then Madoff, you know, wipes it out overnight. I mean, and that's why I say that the guy is under house arrest in a penthouse. Absolutely blows my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Gary, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Well, it's just one of those crazy ideas. I thought I'd throw it out there, and thanks for listening to me.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Where are we here? We got more traffic to do? Is that where we're sitting? Okay. We'll do a little bit more traffic. We'll take some more phone calls at 303-713-7600. John, how's it look?
Jay, traffic is really improving around the Denver area. We do see a lot of traffic heading westbound on the turnpike, rather, from McCaslin out to the Foothills Highway. Speeds in the 30s and 40s there. We are starting to recover in Aurora after an earlier crash on southbound 225 around Yosemite, but still seeing some heavier volumes, but speeds are improving between Parker Road and I-25 there. High wind advisory in effect along I-25 between Monument and the New Mexico state line. It is a windy drive out there along the foothills as well on C-470 and 93 between Golden and Boulder. Also checking icy and snowpack spots on I-70 between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, morning fog, 10% chance for snow. Windy this afternoon with highs pushing into the lower 50s, right now 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At the Freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new...
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me Wacky because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. Exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapahoe stores, and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Islip and South Havana. Folks, love your car with washing and detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
8206. Or you can stop by American Guarantee Mortgage. And you can do it in person by just going by 201 Columbine Street, Suite 250 here in Denver. So call them 1-866-259-8206. Or stop by and see them at 201 Columbine Street, Suite 250 here in Denver. And once again, consider a reverse mortgage because it's a way for your parents, or if you're over the age of 62, it's a way for you to stay in your home. And you can't beat that. So once again, 1-866-259-8206. 06.
Dodge announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Caring is the key in the battle against drug abuse. Parents, educate yourselves so you can teach your kids the very real dangers of drug abuse. A tip in the public interest from Weldon Valley Schools, dedicated to the positive encouragement, support, and guidance of all kids, and helping to make their community a safe, drug-free place to live and raise families. Weldon Valley Schools, working today for a brighter future. The Weldon Valley Schools are on the air wishing all kids a safe and healthy winter season.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you age, you lose hair faster than you grow it.
Cupid.
Your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. Half of all women experience hair loss, mostly due to things like stress and aging, hormonal changes, even dieting. But you can help regrow and restore thinning hair with Pure Therapy.
Q-ball.
For a limited time, try it free before you buy it. 1-800-900-1741. This luxurious formula is even sulfate-free and safe for color-treated hair. The FDA-approved ingredient in Pure Therapy is clinically proven to help stop women's hair loss, help regrow hair, help improve texture and thickness so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Pure Therapy risk-free before you buy it. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-1741. That's 1-800-900-1741.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with more medicine meds than a full-stocked pharmacy. Slight chance of a snow, high today 52. How about this? Americans overwhelmingly reject Republicans' Just Say No approach to the economic stimulus bill, while Republican whip Eric Cantor proudly boasts in today's Washington Post that Republicans are just saying no to the economic stimulus bill before Congress. A new Gallup poll conducted February 6th through 7th shows that the American people demand action and are just saying no to Republican obstructionism. The Gallup poll shows that a majority of Americans, 51%, say passing a new economic stimulus plan is critically important for improving the nation's economy, while another 29% say it's important. After weeks of Republicans just saying no to the economic recovery bill, which would help Americans get back to work, 58% of Americans disapprove of the way the Republicans in Congress handled the government's efforts to pass an economic stimulus bill, while only 31% approved. And that's Gallup. So you can see the Republicans are successful in reading the public mood on the stimulus package. Okay, open phones, 303-713-7600. Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. I'm enjoying listening to your show. I want to be quick because I got 3 points I want to make. With this Ponzi scheme that everybody that invested their money in and got ripped off for,
yeah,
I really don't feel sorry for these people because the majority of them are just tax dodgers, in my opinion.
All right. Now stop. You say the majority of them are tax.
That's my opinion.
Oh, so you don't have any facts to back that up.
Okay, now, when you say I don't have facts, I'm almost sure that once we start peeling back this onion, that you're going to find a lot of these people are people who made money, who are trying to avoid paying their taxes, and end up going spending money with these guys.
Yeah, I'm almost sure that the moon is made of green cheese, too.
I mean, I could be wrong.
I don't need to have any statistics. I can just believe it.
I could be wrong, but that's how I feel. I don't feel sorry for them at all.
Well, you would if it was you.
Well, perhaps, you know, I hope I'm wrong. Just to say, I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I know you're wrong.
Okay, but I don't think I am. But another
what do you use to point out that you know that you don't think you're wrong. I mean, there's been story after story in the news media about people who have invested $300,000 and $400,000 and have worked their whole lives to get it, who lost money because of bad judgments and because of this Ponzi scheme that he ran. I mean, do you just disqualify those people?
No, I understand that, but that doesn't say that you're not a tax dodger.
Well, wait, when you say tax dodger, are you saying people who don't pay their income taxes?
People who go out their way not to pay their taxes.
Well, you know what? You have no proof of that.
Well, I say that's my opinion.
Well, you know what though? You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And the matter is, you come across as being not only ill-informed but extremely callous.
Okay, I mean that's okay. I don't mind you saying that. I can accept that. But another thing is that I think we need to be a little more in depth about especially these guys who come on the radio and they say all these things, and they are invested in these different, like in Iraq, you know, like guys like Rush Limbaugh and all these other guys. I think these guys might be invested in these places, and they say these things because of that.
Well, once again, do you have any proof of that?
You know, I am an American. I'm entitled to express my.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, if everybody went by the standards you're addressing here.
I'm not the
standards that you're setting up here, that means anybody could call any place and say anything.
Okay, well, I mean,
that's kind of wrong.
When I call in as a caller, do I have the right to express myself?
Yeah, but you should be able to back it up. Otherwise, I'd have to permit people to call in here and make any kind of statement.
Okay, well, I mean, it's like everybody that calls in has the facts about. We all have opinions. We all have feelings.
Yeah, but most people can back that stuff up. I mean, you're acting as if you have you've had a plastic bag over your head for the last 20 years.
Okay, well, I guess you can just write it off as me being black, okay?
Okay, that's what it is. Sure. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that's what it is. I did that to you because you're African-American. Let's go to Brian in Fort Collins. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I don't know if you recall this, but right toward the end of the program yesterday, or on Friday, you were talking with a caller. I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. But you guys started talking about how progressives needed to get more organized, and she was telling you about a group that was going to be meeting on Sunday, and you said, well, we really need to get an organization that is organized nationally. Do you recall that? Or?
Yeah, I do.
The reason I called, Jay, is that there is an organization, just as you're describing. I'm sure you probably heard of it and just didn't think of it at the time. It's called Progressive Democrats of America.
Yeah, well, what I was talking about is that you've got Progressive Democrats of America, you've got MoveOn.org, you've got, you've got Code Pink. You've got all of these organizations. Thank you, John, for reminding me about that. You've got all of these organizations. What I'm saying is all of these organizations should come together to form one umbrella organization to mobilize their members to take action instead of having all of these little cells of people operating.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it's a frustration. But, you know, the problem is that everybody thinks that theirs is the organization that people should merge into, and they should take the lead. So let me just tell you quickly, you know, Progressive Democrats of America, their concept is a grassroots organization that has a local chapter in all 435 of the congressional districts. And then
isn't that Howard Dean's brother's group?
No, that's Democrats for America.
Oh, okay.
And which points up exactly the problem that you're speaking to. You know, we've got people all over the map. As progressives, I think people need to see, you know, where am I going to put my time and my energy? And so, you know, Progressive Democrats of America, PDAmerica.org, if people go to that website, doesn't cost anything to join. That's one of the things that distinguishes them. And right now they're pushing healthcare, not warfare, as their primary campaign. But they also have three other priorities: economic justice, climate change, and election reform. So they try to keep this simple. And on a national level, these people are people that have a track record of making a difference. Just real quickly, I know you don't like people to read you stuff.
Well, you can hear the music in the background there. I got to go get traffic.
Okay,
so.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. Let me just.
Well, wait a minute. Before you go, though, repeat that web address again.
Okay. It's pdamerica.org, and people can go there, and if they put in their address, it'll direct them to the local chapter of the of Progressive Democrats of America.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jay.
Sure.
Appreciate the time.
You bet. All right, 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Now I feel bad about Mark, who hung up on me because he thought I was picking on him because he was a black man and because I was giving him a little bit of grief. I feel bad about that. I guess I shouldn't have done it, huh, John?
I didn't get to hear most of that phone call, but...
But, you know, should you just let people...
I think you were... No, I'm...
Should you just let people get on and say anything they want?
No, absolutely not. No, I think you're fine, Jay. I think you're being hard on yourself.
I mean, I don't know. Where do you draw the line on this? You just let people talk, say anything they want to say, can't back it up? I mean, I could run that kind of talk show. We'd get some crazy calls, but
there's
I could do it.
A lot of talk shows like that already out there.
Yeah, most of them are on the other side of the dial. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin, John Turk with traffic.
Jay, traffic around Denver is non-existent now. All the freeways back to top speed, even southbound 25 there between 70 and Spear. The only spot I'm seeing right now is some heavy volumes, westbound 36 from McCaslin out to Boulder Road. So it is going to be a little slow going for you, Boulder bound there after McCaslin. Coming in, no problems there. Also, C-470 and 6th Avenue, a breeze heading into the tech center into downtown Denver. We do want to warn you about high wind advisory in effect. I-25 between Monument and the New Mexico state line. We are expecting some 25 to 45 mile an hour gusts. Same deal on C-470 and 93 there along the foothills. And if you're traveling on 70 in the high country, do expect some winter driving conditions, icy and snow-packed spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, patchy fog, partly cloudy, small chance for flurries this morning. Our high should be around 53 degrees, breezy too, though. Your current downtown temperature, 45. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900. That's a load.
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. And an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before a breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts can help you keep the wheels turning.
Learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts' free seminar is Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. in the Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs and save up to 60% on solar energy with Independent Power Systems' free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably. Join IPS Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge and learn how you can save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/Westridge for details about this free seminar. That's solarips.com/Westridge. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Green is in, right?
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Action guarantee. Valentine's is coming up, so call or visit 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Pick the best. We always do.
Life is made up of little moments. I don't want to miss any of them.
Play catch, Daddy?
Yes. Advil. It's the answer I found to keep pain from standing in my way. Yes, Advil. I used to take different pain relievers for joint pain, headaches, backaches. Now, Advil is my every pain reliever. No matter where I hurt, nothing works better. Nothing works on more pains.
Want to play some more?
Yes, Advil. My every pain reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Side Kansas Snow, I'm day 52, J. Marvin here. By the way, to Mike, who may not still be listening, but charities also use Madoff and ended up shutting down because they lost all that money. So, charities are not tax dodgers. And I'm so tired of people calling in here and just being as callous as they possibly can be towards people. It's just like, don't you have any feelings? Here's Danny in Thornton. Danny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning, buddy.
Oh, hi.
This is Danny in Thornton. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, listen, I'm a little upset. I listen to you all the time, but I can't remember the gentleman's name, maybe a call or two ago.
Mark?
Who said that you were picking on him because he was black. And I'm a black man myself. And that kind of irritated me because I'm a black man who has to work around conservatives and be around conservatives all the time. And obviously they have this mindset that if something doesn't go your way, all you got to do is say that you're black, and that's the reason why it's happening. And that's so wrong. That is so wrong. And what he just did kind of proves their point, although it's not true, but it shows their point, and it makes it even harder for guys like me who have to be around them all the time. And I just wanted to express that because, Jay Marvin is not a person who's going to pick on somebody just because they're black. And in fact, I have found you to be very open to people of all races, genders, whatever. And if you're going to get a fair shake, it's going to be on a show like this. And just, I guess, with the history that I have with you and everything, it just really irritated me to hear that. And that's not the way I wanted to spend my Monday.
Well, my thank you. You're more than kind, and I love you, too. All right, call me again, man.
Will, Jay. Will do. Take care.
All right, we'll see
Bye.
You later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. unless management decides otherwise.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. We're kicking off the new year with a big cash giveaway called Cash Blizzard. Now through February 20th, every Friday is Cash Blizzard Day. We'll be giving away cash on the hour from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Plus, a daily grand prize winner will get $2,500.
Wow, that's great, Mr. Money.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun. And my first choice for winning.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a